Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Woo-hoo, yeah.
ho, ho. Say ho.
What's going on, baby boy?
Okay, Colin, what's going on, Reverend Jay?
Hey, what's up, baby boy? What's up, Uncle Larry?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Oh, man, I like you say, man, with both hands, bro.
That's sometimes that's what it takes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on today?
Oh, man, not just hanging in there. Waiting for the old Cadillac Joe show and the Baby Boy show to get it on so we can see if we can get it together and kind of fellowship and have a bunch of fun together, man, and lock in some races. And I'm talking about just get out to the nitty-gritty.
Hey, Larry, you the other day, I started to grab you, man, and I want to tell you something about that fellowship. Don't never stop, and don't never say that you're going to quit saying it, because there's a lot of people you touch and a lot of people just on some jealous hating stuff, but the ones that you touch, understand, those are the ones that you really care about. So all that negativity, brother, all that other negativity is like a bucket of crabs, man. You know how that go. Understand?
Yes,
so, hey, keep on fellowshipping because that's what keeps the ball rolling. If you take the fellowship out, and you done heard it all over every show, they say like Uncle Larry say, fellowship.
Yeah,
that is,
and you know what? I try to be about what it is, what it takes to be about what we're trying to do, and let's enjoy our lives and do the things that it takes, you know. But it seems like the more I try to do it, it seems like the more, you know, when you got people pushing against you or people don't really want to blend in with actually what you're really trying to do, it makes it a little difficult, you know, because. When you give your opinion about something, this is what the show is for, everybody to come in and get their opinion. Nobody's opinion has more value in the game than anybody else's because, as I said, we all created equal. So I let a person have their opinion, and I don't have to give them no negative feedback. They can let me have my opinion, and I don't have to have no negative feedback. It's all about getting along because – you know, we all doing it together, man, and this is what it takes, man, for us to get out of here and do it. We got to have a fellowship. If you don't have that, to me, it's just really a lost cause because I go a long ways, and when I get there, I'll be glad to greet people and be greeted by people and so far and so on, you know. So that's just, to me, it's just one of the main essence in the game, you know.
And I think that's what the girls world need today. As these shows and stuff like that, you get on these shows and different shows and stuff like that. Everybody's arguing and stuff like that. There, I ain't got no problem with that. You know, that comes along with the territory of grudge racing, okay? But
yeah.
when you not fellowshipping and you know not respecting what a man says, you know that's a lack of disrespect to him. That's a lack of respect for him because due to the fact you disrespecting that man, because that man got an opinion also, and you just saying, well,
sure.
I know more than what you know. I did this better than you, and this and that, and this and that. Man, you got false too. Every man ain't perfect. Any person that walks this earth ain't perfect. You know, like I say, Uncle Larry, you know, you're supposed to have fellowship. in fellowship and in this game, what we doing, man, because, you know, you want to come there and meet, you know, meet people and, you know, you, we talk over the radio and stuff like that, over these shows and stuff like that. I want to meet some of them guys to see, you know, have an intellectual conversation with them and see where they're headed, you know.
Yeah.
More so than the race car. I that's the primary concern is, you know, the races and stuff like that. But, you know, you might meet a friend in drag racing, you know, and, you know, you might need a part or something like that. And the guy don't ain't using the part. Man, he'll mess around and he got a good heart. Guess what he'll do? He'll give you the part to go racing with at the track.
Oh, yeah.
Fix your tie and everything. You know, with us as world racers, we got so much hatred of one another. I don't even say it's hatred. I'm gonna say it's more so competition to the point that they're making it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you should never make a competition personal.
Drag racing ain't personal. Drag racing is not personal, man. It's all about fun. And you know, I had an incident that happened to me the other day, man, and it was kind of confusing to me because I was always taught that you always try to get home straight. Charity begin at home, and then it spreads abroad. Okay, with me being a representative of the Midwest and also being a representative of a group of people that I fellowship with, I have to represent home first, and then I can spread it abroad. I was speaking about the Midwest the other night, and I was saying that it's going to be some cars that come out of the Midwest that's going to raise a whole lot of ruckus in the game, you know. And when I did, I called myself representing the Midwest, but I had the Midwest, one of the individuals from the Midwest, try to work against me on that, and I didn't understand it because we both coming from the same place and so far and so on. But my thing with it is this here. I'm gonna represent. I'm going to continue the fellowship, but I'm still going to always take care of home. That's mandatory for me, regardless of what anybody do, anybody say, or whatever. People entitled to their opinion. I can't knock them for their opinion. But I also remember one thing about it. I got my own opinion. And when I say what I say, I stand on that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way it is. But I want it to be good for the game. I don't want to stand on something that's going to be negative to the game. I want to stand on something that's going to be good for the game. And for us to be able to go down there and represent ourselves and stand up and be counted for, hey, man, that's some good credibility as far as I was concerned. You know.
The old saying is this here. Opinions like assholes. Everybody got one.
Everybody got it. Yes, sir.
Everybody got one. So, and if you leave it there, I think the place we at, we in the Midwest, we in Chicago, and we represent Chicago, and we got a lot of fast cars. We've been around a lot of fast cars. I saw races over the internet. I saw watching YouTube, Facebook. I watched all the media sites as far as other guys and, you know, grudge racing and stuff like that. And they got opinion also. They got opinion also, and we respect it. We respect it because, first of all, they drag race. They doing something that we love to do, and that's getting involved with a guy that's trying to drag race. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Huh? And you got all the right in the world to say and have the opinion you want to have. And anybody that don't like it, guess what? They can kiss you right where the crack of that thing where you sit at.
Well, you know, I really don't want them to do that. The only thing I want them to do is be able to see it for themselves. And the reason I say that is because I put it out one time and I'm going to put it out there again. We are the Midwest is the only group of guys that we'll go, instead of representing, we'll go down there and we'll race each other, you know. And I ain't trying to scratch nobody, and I ain't trying to mean no harm. I'm just telling it like a T.I. is. You know, all the other states that I've seen, you know, and I've been to a lot of races, when they get ready to go and get against a group like Texas be against Arkansas or Georgia against Texas, this or that. Them guys, they don't race each other. They get together as a group, and they try to work as a group to go ahead and on and represent where they come from. You know, most of the time, a guy lives next door to the guy up here, and he'll walk next door and tell him, hey, man, we get down south, man, I'm whooping your butt. You know, I feel like we should go down there and represent ourselves, man, as far as having representation, but I can't tell nobody what to do. I'm just only speaking my own personal opinion. That's all.
Hey, how y'all brothers doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, all right. Y'all, Larry.
Hey, how
y'all brothers doing, man? This is Big Ray calling in.
What's up, Big Ray?
Hey, baby boy, how y'all doing?
What's up, Big Ray?
How you doing? I'm all right. Just calling in, giving us the show.
So what's going on with you, Big Ray? Talk to us.
How you doing? How you doing, brother Jay? I heard you over there.
Yes, sir. I'm back in the bushes, bro. I'm good.
Okay. How y'all doing? Just calling in, man. Shouting out to y'all. I'm listening to y'all. You know, I'm a student of the game. You know, I listen to y'all every day. Learning day by day, learning a little something new, you know.
Well, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, brother. You know, learning and shutting the fuck up when you don't. I was telling me and I had a couple of customers down in my barbershop, and I was asking about life in general, and I was asking one of the clients. He was an older guy. A lot of guys might know him. He's old man, bruh, Buick guy, and he was saying, well, you know, sometimes it's good to shut the fuck up sometime and learn. It ain't always good to talk. You know, so, like I say, it's always good to learn and live and let live and do the things that, like Uncle Larry say, man, because without fellowshipping, the game would be totally like just players and no fans around this thing. You see what I'm saying? What makes the drag racer so prevalent to the game because you got a car? No. What makes the drag race is people coming to see his car run and say, yeah, this man here got a fast car and he rides, man. Won't you see if you can beat him with your car? Then everybody get together and you know, be as one. Stop. Ain't no big eyes, no little U's in this game, I don't think, man. In life in general, I don't think no big eyes, no little U's, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it, you know. I just hope that it all works out, man. You know, I mean, whether I'm a part of it or whatever the case is, I hope it works out, man, because this here thing that we're doing, man, it's a good thing, man, if we make it good, you know, and it's up to us to make it be what it is. It ain't going to be what it is by itself. It's going to take all of us to make this thing work, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is, you know?
And that's what it's about, huh? You always tell me that, man. You know, that's what it's about, man. That's the game of life.
That's right.
You know, when you doing that, you win it. But when you think you know every motherfucking thing, you're going to be right where you're going to be right where you at, by yourself. You know? I dread to live on the earth. The good Lord bless us with life every day. To live this life and be by myself. I just couldn't understand that, you know, without, you know, people around and people that got love for me. You know, that's what drag racing is about, man. Love and you know, fellowship and like you say, Uncle Larry, man.
Yeah.
All this other old stuff, man, they can keep it in, you know. They can keep that, man. I don't want to be, that's negative. It's like it's negativity. There's nothing prosperous out of it.
Yeah.
We ain't getting no lock-ins. We ain't getting nobody that's trying to race. We get all these guys getting on these radio shows arguing and stuff. Man, come on, get to the point. The point is drag racing. The point ain't me calling you out your name and you calling me out my name, you disrespecting him and you belittling him and, you know, you think you know everything. And come on, bro, it's not about that. It's about drag racing. Lock in with somebody. That's what it's about.
What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Big
hey,
Will?
What's going on, Big Will? What's
hey,
happening,
Willie
man?
Will.
What's going on, Jay? Lag, baby
I
boy.
I can't call it.
Where Cadillac at?
He should be. I guess he should be on in a minute.
He ain't in no car lot. He riding in the Lincoln tonight.
Oh, no, not in Lincoln again. He's going to lose his life if he keep on riding in that Lincoln.
He riding midgets around trying to get them work right now.
Oh, he got that clown thing going.
He can't ride the midgets in the lack. He got to put them in. That's when he working. When he in the Lincoln
you know,
town car.
You know,
okay,
you know he got hydraulics on that Lincoln, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he doing the bounce
thing. I seen him earlier today with the woman, you know, with the naked lady on the front of the hood with the wings. I seen him.
Oh, right.
And I was like, man, what is them by his tires? Look like antennas. I said, man, them curb finders.
The glass he got lay on your stomach.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff, man.
Hey,
you
can't hey,
do
yeah,
a lot of stuff, OJ.
You going to track?
I'm mute, so I get ready to say something.
Yep, 66 is the place to be, guys. Go out there
where?
And watch you some class racing
tomorrow.
Yep, at 66, they got Top Sportsman, Outlaw something. I don't know if it's the Outlaw Superstock. They got a couple of races going on out there.
I think I'm going out there with Zorro tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully it's enough guys out there to bet on some cars. A couple of singles, $5, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
ain't nobody going to bet you, Lil Rob. You know everything they doing, punk.
Hey, Will, you can't say that on the show. Will can't say that on the show.
Yeah. I got to pull the coat to some of my partners, goddamn it. You stood up there and break us all. No. I'm going to let them know. You don't want to cheat, do you? You main one. I don't want to cheat. Don't cheat me out. Right. You ain't letting them know that you're there every day over them guys' house and all that stuff. No. That's cheating,
hey, Will,
man.
Will, we got to keep it grudging, Will. No matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, right. No. You the first one. No cheating.
Oh, geez.
Hey, do I really
yeah,
sound like that?
You ain't think it'd come back at you that quick, huh?
Hey, man, I could take it as well as I could dish it out.
Okay. Hey, but like I told you then, I agree with you. Cheating is cheating no matter what you look at. But
right.
They accept it as part of the game. You know, that's
right.
not at all. But cheat
hey, Will, they could cheat me as much as they want. Just give me enough cars so, you know, make me feel good.
Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What time you going out there tomorrow?
So I figure I go out and get my hair cut in the morning. I should be out there around, I'm going to try to get there about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Right. That's what we talk about doing. Yeah, I think I might ride out there.
And Will, unlike grudge racing, you will see some racing.
No doubt about that.
No offense to the grudge racer on the line.
Hey, Will.
What did they say? No offense. No offense taken. No offense taken.
Right.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Hey, he right. He definitely right. You going to run your $80,000 car 10 miles to get $150. You going to see some racing.
Right. Well, that's true, too.
You're
right.
But one thing you going to do, no offense to the grudge guys with the class racing, you going to see some consistency.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, man, what, am I on?
What's going on? Who we speaking with tonight?
What's going on, G?
How you doing, man?
And I'm naked and trying to fellowship with my brothers at the same time. Stuck in this trouble once more again. Doing what I do for a couple of years.
That's your second home or your first home?
Okay. I got an announcement to make. We just did a YouTube video with a 1970 Chevelle. We did a Lawrenceburg burnout, where we did a whole stage. And we pulled Whiskey Lawrenceburg down, and we pulled Beer down and get a nice burnout. And then we got a shootout with the South Bend Boys next Sunday at Osceola, Indiana. We're going to get it on
what?
With them. Yeah.
Sunday?
Next Sunday. It's a lock-in with them boys over there. They were supposed to be here tonight with a burnout. We were supposed to do a whole burnout to contribute. All of them bagged down, they got scared.
Hold on.
You said an oil burnout?
Lawrenceburg.
Lawrenceburg.
I did a contribute burnout in Lawrenceburg to my best friend and my brother. Both of them passed away. We was drinking it. Y'all don't know nothing about no Lawrenceburg. But we drink Bobby Faye's gin. It's hard in his tank.
That's Lawrenceburg.
If you look at the bottom of the bottle, it said the whiskey was made in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Man, all of us like alcoholic, but we got some gunfire now, though. We're going to buck some boys up in South Bend. They told me today when I went to the speed shop, they say they're going to bring about 8 cars. They showed me some pictures and everything on 8 cars. And I said, okay, yeah, no Mustang and everything. No, we got a Mustang for y'all, too. See, I got this big old buoy for army tank. And I got a lady with me. No, we ain't going to be later no more. We here now. We back.
You going to be, Roy, you ready?
I'm ready, man. I just did a burnout. I got a whole crowd in my shop. My shop jumping right now. We did, and the sun was shining. The lights, the sky was blue. And the good music coming out them header pipes. It sounded real good. Get that man coming on this boulevard.
Is that what it they sound like? They were sounding like laughter?
No, it sounded like all us was drunk. Don't cut it off, Cole. All right. Baby boy.
What's going on? I'm right here. What's going on?
You, man. I thought you said you was coming, man. You know I couldn't wait. 6 o'clock burned me up, man.
Hey man, I've been working, man.
Hey baby boy, I had a dream, man. It came true today. All my friends out here, we having a good time. I bought plenty of food, drinks, everything free. All we want to do is do a burnout for my new mission.
That's what's up, bro.
I invited my guys from South Bend because they was talking stuff last year. They come in my shop, and they just go off on me, and I'm like, oh, wow, I can't even talk because I ain't ready yet. But when I got ready, I said, oh, hold the dice. Here I come. Yeah, I did that burnout tonight. This motherfucker ready, boy. We're doing a whole drag race shootout next Sunday at Osceola. The South Bend against Michigan City.
Hey, what color is that boot?
Green. The old lady car.
Green.
Yeah, I'm old lady. I'm lady back. I've been down a long time, but ain't down no more. Come on, Rob, man. I got some chicken wings to eat, some fried green tomatoes and stuff. Come on down, man. Yeah, we live and pop, man.
That's what's up, bro. That's good. That's good times, man. That's good fellowshipping with your people. You know, that's, man, you winning,
mm-hmm.
man. You winning. That's you and your people winning, man. That's good to hear, you know. That's good to hear.
I've been down a long time, and I told these people what I was going to do. Boy, I got a whole crowd up here at my shop. We booming right now and got plenty of food. It's food we ain't cooked. Steaks, chicken wings,
We got some motherfucking bratwurst, some apple brats and stuff like that, man. We got some chills. We got plenty of beer and whiskey in there, thing. And we got plenty of Lawrenceburg. Lord, to have mercy. It's all in popping.
That's what's up, man.
Yes.
That's good to hear that, man. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's what it's about, man. Life, man. You know?
Exactly. See, a lot of people don't understand about life.
Y'all at the shop, Roy.
Yeah. We ain't finna go nowhere. I'm booming. When we run out of food to cook and get down to eat and drink all this liquor stuff up, then I'll be ready to go home. And I'm going to be at work in the morning at 3:55 when I get up. Been doing that 16 years, too.
George.
It's real stuff. Ain't no bullshit. Real.
Hey, baby boy, let them know about the event that's going on June 7th and July 26th, too, up here in the Midwest.
Leon going to do that. Just Leon
going
to
let him know? Okay.
Yeah, because if he had his car next week, we going to gonna. Hey, man, listen, man. Them dudes showed me a Mustang with a turbo motor in it and everything up there in Elkhart. And, I mean, them Elkhart and South Bend boys, they really don't just thrill nothing we doing. They don't go to no grudge into nothing like that. And, you know, they challenged me last winter. I ain't know how I was going to get my car going. But I told them, I said, I don't care what y'all got. I'm coming up there with that pistol and everything. I run your motor. I ain't going to let you be a car and have it in front of me, though. I got to win. They showed me a small block going in a truck with a 671 blower, whatever they got on there, 2 car. I said, oh, hold on, I got to get Carl Leon up. I got to have a backup plan for you, but y'all too light for me. Shit, man, we going to beat the brakes off them people, man. And they know it. They ain't none of them show up. I'm the only mother of a 70 Chevelle out here, shoulder with my burnout, Brian in the car, Catfish in the car. Man, they weak. I should have never let her hurt my motor running.
Catfish said he was about ready.
Man, they all come with excuses, man. When they heard that music coming up out them header pipes, they start getting scared. And I got muscles on my car. Wow. Tennis tire. I better hope it's fast enough for me. They got scared. I better hope it's fast enough for me. Because if it can't run like Leon car, I'm going to be kind of disappointed, man. I want to roll and fly. Ain't no bullshit. I want to fly. I want to whoop these people, man. All these people, cold killing them. Let me get a chance like they got. Getting all of them. And just like everybody always do, it don't do nothing but take money. Get that money right.
Well,
man, you know I'm about to ease in. Give me one of these old beers and a shot of Lawrenceburg, man. Yeah, man, I'm ready for that. I know my shop is booming tonight. Hey, man, if y'all ever come to Michigan City, Leon Wood and probably Roy Wood got the loudest shop in Michigan City, Indiana. We going to boom to my party quick.
You ain't lying about that.
Hey, big boy, you know I'm waiting on you.
Well, I couldn't make it. I ain't going to lie.
Right here? Oh, here we're calling him back. Yeah, I still got him on. You told me to hang up. Hold on, big.
Look. I got some
people. Big Shane, wait till we were away from June 7th at 21.
I would like to see a lot of you guys there, you know, in fellowship with the Chicago Midwest guys, a lot of the guys coming out of Detroit, they coming. And I just hope that and pray that, you know, everybody be safe getting there and getting home, get on the track, everything that they're making, you know, and have a nice time in fellowship, man, you know, eat some barbecue. Drink some Lawrenceburg. What that tree say? Drink that Lawrenceburg. I'm Larry. He said he drank Lawrenceburg. I drink a shot of it. I need some more. Well, you know, have a nice time, man. You know, that's what it's about. We got your mic open. Can y'all mute your mic? Okay, can you find that mic and mute it? And, you know, have a nice time, man, you know. We got some races locked in. I saw the plug yesterday for the first time, and got about maybe 10 races that I saw on the plugger that was, I guess, locked in, and or they going to do it or whatever. So I think it's going to be a good event. I went last year. It was a very good event. So hope to see you guys there, and the good Lord wake us up to get there, you know. So I think that's going to be a good outing. Big Will, where you going? Where you going besides, you know, a couple of tracks? What you doing with it?
Doing, just trying to stay busy. That's all. I'm going up there and see them boys next Sunday. I'm going to 66 tomorrow. I'm still working on my Cato. I'm trying to be ready for the 7.
Uh-oh. Hey, Will. Big Will, you coming back?
Baby, I'm back.
I know that's right, baby.
Hey, Will.
I'm trying, boy.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I guess, well, I still be out there doing 7, but some of the guys on the phone that I hear, I ain't never met them before. Maybe you can introduce them, you know, me to them and everything. I mean, you know, talking to these guys, you know, just hearing their voice, I got a picture of all fat guys sitting back eating hoagies and drinking beer, and I would like to actually look like
that. Yeah, that's what we do. You just come over to the wall races, as Ronald Lake called us, the wall races, and you would meet us all. God damn, we'd be sitting back eating hoagies and drinking beer. That's what we do.
Baby boy, Will, what's happening, y'all?
What's up, Mark?
What's happening,
baby?
Big Mark?
That's Big Mark, and then he's out.
Yeah, I tuned in a bit more, but I'm here in support, man. I'm going to sit back and listen.
That's what's up, bro.
Mark, you ain't going out tomorrow?
Yeah, Will, you know I got to go out, man. What time, you know, call me after the show. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I hooked up with Zorro today. He's talking about going to 66 tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. Where are Cadillac at tonight, man? He on there?
Well, he ain't got oil pressure.
Okay, I understand.
I just seen him.
What, you didn't see Cadillac?
Yeah, I did. I just seen him on the expressway in that Lincoln Town car with the diamond in his back.
Did he have some midgets in there? Could you see the midgets sticking their head up?
Well, I looked in, you know, I'm in my tow truck, and I'm riding by, and I looked down in his seat, and he had a bunch of 8-track tapes. He had 8-track tapes stuck in there. So
hey,
he was having
on
problems.
On the back window, did it say, lay on your stomach?
Yeah, sure did. It said, lay on your stomach. He had them old midgets, man. He had them old midgets with phone books on the seats so they can look over the car, you know.
Hey, well, if Cadillac listening, hey, man, call me. Me and you and Will, we going to grab the midgets and we going to crash Leon and them party down there. Sound like they having a ball.
I'm real close to him, too, right now.
Hey, guys. Cadillac say as soon as he finishes checking all his traps, he's going to be on. Don't worry about it.
He got them little traps.
Oh, man, yo.
Jay, where you at?
I'm over here checking on my damn boat, man. That motherfucker worrying the hell out of me.
Oh, okay.
My cousin got a boat. He got a lot of jobs. He's doing a lot of things. He got a lot of money. Yeah, man. That's what it is, Daddy.
Jay, you need to make that left and pick me up. We go crash that party.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the hell this song gone, man. I gotta check something out, man. Shit.
Did them people have open up? You know what we was talking about doing over there?
No, sir. It's dead in the water. Dead in the water.
You don't think we can liven it up and do it ourselves?
It's over with.
All done, dead in the water.
done dead in the water, bro. That extra U.S. currency would have been nice, but nope, dead in the water.
Sound like the story of my life.
Damn. I knew for sure that hot rod would be ready real quick then. Put that over there. Yep. So it is what it is, bro.
So Big,
well, at least the weather breaking.
So when you went up to Detroit, you did you enjoy yourself? How'd it go for you, bro?
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't what we thought it would be. It was pretty disappointing. You know, I know the weather was bad. Timo had problems. Wayne had problems. That's why I went to see them run. You know, the other stuff would have been a bonus. I seen that boy in that Cadillac station wagon. Ooh-wee, that was nice. That was a nice pass he made. There was a couple other cars there, but overall, it wasn't really worth the trip, to tell you the truth.
Damn.
Okay. Well, you know, you got guys that, you know, maybe the weather might say it's going to be good, and when you get there, the weather might be bad. So, you know, it might be, you know, it is what it is, you know, with that, you know, that's Mother Nature. So, you know.
Hey, Will, did you look at that video I sent you on that Cadillac?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, man. That was impressive. That's impressive.
That's why I don't trust no cars with power at. No way. No, sir.
That was impressive.
Hey, I got a buddy. He got that whole Cadillac set up, put it in the Grand National. I'm waiting on him to finish it. I can't wait.
Right.
I can't wait. He got the whole shebang he put in it.
You need to keep that to yourself, you and your buddy, and maybe peel me.
He ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't gonna do nothing with it. It's just for him. It's just to say he got it. That's all. He ain't gonna bust a grape in the Welch's backyard.
He's not even gonna bring it to the track.
Nope. He ain't gonna bust a grape in Welch's backyard.
Oh, I might know something. I know a few of them. Got all kind of good.
He just wanna say that he got it.
Dude, he can.
That's
if he
all.
Want to sell it, talk to me. I'm
no,
looking into a real
no.
good sleeper.
No, he putting it in his Grand National. Matter of fact, he should have set it down. He should have set it down in there by now.
I tell you, hey man, I want to know what's going on the street tonight, man. The street is dry. I know somebody got some action somewhere. Anybody heard anything?
You had to call the king. You got to call the king of street racing.
Street racing is almost dead. It'll be at the track. All the racing gonna be at the track.
Oh,
I'm gonna disagree with that one. It's going down somewhere tonight. I'm gonna have to call, like you say, the king of street and find out what the deal is. Somebody knows something.
That's for sure. That's for sure. It's dry, it's nice out, and ain't bad out. They might put a little VHT down.
I went to the South Side headquarters of Drag Racing Street, and boy, listen, it was some marks down there. I said, wow.
Hey, well, I'm gonna definitely turn the corner when it gets a little darker tonight and see what's going on.
I heard that. Hey, baby boy.
Talk about it.
I saw a tsunami last night, baby. On 28th.
A tsunami?
Yes, sir. On 28th, baby. Small block.
Hey, come on.
You hear what I said? You hear what I said? Coming out of Leroy Camp. Coming out of our camp over here.
Hey,
just a matter of time. It's going to be just a little bit longer. When it comes, you remember the prediction I made? I said that on 28th, stock suspension, small block with nitrous on it.
It's coming out the Midwest.
It's going to represent the Midwest, man. Y'all believe what I'm telling you about?
It's coming out.
And you know what? It ain't really necessary nobody believe it. Just watch when the end of the season comes. You see, ain't no doubt about it. Two bad cars coming from out. It's two bad cars that I know that's coming from up this way in small blocks. And when they hit the
end,
be just like I say, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
There's one nitrous, and
Nitrous and one is turbo.
And that's. Let me get this correct. That's Uncle Leroy Kemp and
Uncle Leroy Kemp and Elvin coming out of terrorism camp.
SVO.
I got a question.
028, small block.
Yeah, yeah.
What class do Leroy car run in? Is he like the shadow car? What class do Leroy car run in? Like the shadow car or something?
Oh, you talking about his Camaro?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the same class with the Camaro, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What class is that? What kind of back half is that? There's a regular back half, or what kind of back half that is?
They got another name for it. They call them the elite back halves.
Okay, so that's extreme.
Extreme back half.
Because you know a lot of those guys are scared of the shadow. They scared to run that car.
Because it probably got so much work done to in the chassis, it's a shame.
Yeah.
And he got a little right?
I don't know. I know once Leroy finished doing what he's doing, there's one thing I ain't never known about him, baby boy, and you can verify this yourself. He ain't got no reverse. If he make his mind up to run somebody, ain't nothing to do for him to get in the car and get out, because that's the way we roll.
Well, you know, a lot of guys take a lot of points from him because, you know, he hadn't raced in a while and, you know, they ain't saw the Camaro. You know, he got in a wreck at the Grove with it and he tore it up and, you know, a lot of guys don't give him the credit that I know to give him the credit that, you know. So, it's a lot of guys that's in the game that's new. There's a lot of guys that's in the game that's old that I don't know. So, I'm not taking anything from the guys or nothing like that, but I know certain things that I saw with my own two eyes, so, and that's why I got that opinion about, you know, Uncle Leroy. I know he's very thorough about, you know, going fast,
right.
So.
A lot of folks think that I would say something just because of the simple fact of our connection that we have together, but that's not true. I give a man credit what credit is due, you know, and, Leroy are going to make some trouble. He's going to make some trouble in the eighth, and he's going to make trouble in the quarter. He's going to make some trouble.
I'll tell you one thing. My car do go in reverse, because if it don't, that's going to be another stiff that I can't win. You got to have reverse lights, and you got to be able to bag up.
You got that right.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
This Terrell, man, what's happening?
East what's up, Terrell? I know who you was when you say what was going on. How you doing, T?
Hey,
I'm
all good, man.
What's up, T?
Yeah. Man, I got a lot of shit to say, man. Man,
talk about it.
Like that's something new.
Man, I don't give a fuck about it. Man, these horsepower guys out here, man, I ain't going to say no names, though, man. They're a bunch of pussies to me. You know what I'm saying? We build these cars, it's turbo cars, it's pro-charging cars, nitrous cars, to run these numbers, to run fast. All these horsepower guys out here, man, that want us to unstrap our cars to accommodate them so they can win a race over us, man, that's a bunch of bullshit there, man. That's a bunch
like
of bullshit.
Sound like you got somebody on your mind, who they are.
Hey, Terrell.
Look, what up?
Hey, Terrell, you must be reading my mind. Because I put a post up there and didn't nobody want to touch today. And you saying it now. Go ahead. And I'm gonna add to that.
Because, man, it's like this, man. If you got a horsepower car, you have no business running against a nitrous car. When you build these cars, man, you know, at the engine builder asks what you're trying to do. Spray the car, you make a cam. They got a cam for nitrous, cam for horsepower. It's all different. You take a nitrous car, a full nitrous car, you break that car down to eliminate that nitrous, that car's not going to run as strong as it's going to run on a horsepower car with a horsepower combination. But then they want us to unstrap our car and then sit their ass out four or five cars in front of you. How the fuck we going to catch a horsepower car if I sit him out half the fucking track? They didn't want to win the race over me and then say, oh, I beat the Hulk. Yo, he's slow. He a pig. No,
well,
motherfucker, put that shit on your car and run my ass head the fuck up and then beat my ass then. Then you got bragging rights.
With that, Terrell, you built your car, your personal, how fast you want to go, what kind of car you want. What I'm saying to you is this here. With that, a guy might feel like, man, yeah, we got cars, and he be talking crazy and this and that and this and that. Knock it off. Make the spot right and this and that and this and that. So it's all a part of grudge racing, but I do understand what you're saying.
No, baby boy, you're wrong. Check this out.
Baby boy.
Check this out. This was my post today.
This was my post today
because it was on my mind from last night.
Last night.
And I was saying, if you want to run with the motor guys, that's not a problem. If that guy that's spraying feel as though you sneaks and spraying, then what you do is, if it's a problem, then put it in the price of the race, man. Put it in the price of the race, or even just leave it alone. Run all your motor guys, because it don't make sense for you to unstrap your car, man. It don't make sense to run somebody on the motor to get them a long spot. It don't. So because from what I know and not hear is knowing, it's a lot of ways that you can sneak that shit on there. And so my thing is, if you say you ain't got it, when I come through the door, I'm always say everybody got it. I don't care if you got a pickup truck with a two-cylinder. You got it. Because you're coming over here messing with me.
So that's how it's holding on.
And you got it. If you don't have it, then quit messing with me. Go find somebody with a motor. Well, just run it, just motor. It's about two.
Only person that's crying is guys with motor horsepower cars. They don't want to be doing all the crying. They don't want to
cry
about somebody cheating on them.
No cry, baby.
You say what?
Terrell, you got a horsepower car.
Nope.
The Hulk is the nicest car, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Why are you worrying about that, man? Why are you letting it get under your skin? Tell them guys to keep
moving. No, man, it's that shit they were talking yesterday, though, man. You know,
I heard them. Exactly. I heard them, but let that move on. You taking it personal. You making an issue out of it, man. Let them kick bricks and move around, man. Let them go head on. Run the guys that you want to run, man. You don't need to make no issue out of that. And y'all got a horsepower too.
Hey, Will, we got a horsepower car, but these motherfuckers still asking for fucking spots.
I heard them, man. That's why you need to move around. There's too many other guys on the race.
Run with you, yeah, brung, and hope
it,
you brought it up.
I wouldn't let it bother you, though, Rail, but like I said, a lot of guys, if they don't be careful, there's guys who say they're on the motor.
I can't stand up with you motherfuckers, man.
If you ain't smart enough to catch it, then, hey, so be it. But my thing is, whenever I bring that tangerine motherfucker out and somebody say, I ain't not strapping shit, I'm on the motor. Well, that's your problem. Move around. It's more people on nitrous than it is on the motor, so it ain't like I won't get a race. And then the type of guy I am, too, the whole city going to be after me. So I ain't got to worry about that.
Terrell, the killer part about it is this here, Terrell. When I walk up to you, Terrell, and I ask you for something, the story is already told, Terrell. And when I say that, I'm saying this here. Evidently, I must feel like I can't get away. So that means it's a fear factor somewhere. You see what I'm saying? And if a guy got a fear factor, then what he got to do? He got to try to find somebody else. If you don't want to give him that spot, that's your decision to make. If you want to give him that spot, that's your decision to make. But at the same time, you got to, like Big Will said, you got to keep the beat going, man. you know, because they done already told you that they got a fear factor. So with them having a fear factor, then the decision is left up to you, what you decide that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, what I'm saying is that when a guy walk up to me and say, hey, man, I need 3 or 4 cars from you. Well, that automatically let me know you ain't in my class, bro, man. So what he need to do is go find somebody that he feel like he can get away from because of the simple fact that if I decide not to give him a spot, then he can't get it. And that's it.
And another thing, the ones who say that they running on the motor, just watch them close to the end of the season. Watch they say, well, I'm going to hook it up. You ain't never unhooked it. Shit. Keep it real.
I'm on the motor.
I'm on nice. I got both of best words. I'm going for the gusto. I'm a crack fiend. I don't smoke number 200 rocks. I'm a rock fiend. Get down. Cadillac gonna let you know it's going down. I'm a crackhead, man. Hey, if you want to run me, I ain't running without my pistol.
That's right.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, Rob.
How many people is in their crew?
The who crew?
Those bird people.
Probably about four.
Four to five. All four of them on the motor. All of them on the motor, but
the one with the blue car said he got Nigel on his car now.
Hey, Will, I got a proposition for them. If they don't take this race, you know they ain't trying to race. I'm a round robber my car. All they got to do is just sit in the water box. I'm going to present that to them.
What I'm going to try you, Rob.
But that's good. I'm gonna
already
try to race. Hey, I got to get some money for my car, so I want 3 of them.
Well, we got a speakerphone on.
That's me, Larry. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
And to guarantee me a race, I'm putting the camera in their face.
Hey, look at here. Check it out, though. This is dumb shit right here, though, what Shaky said last night. Angry Bird talking about he want 3 cars and a break. We told him to give him a car and a break. Then fucking Shaggy going to say, oh, they don't want to race. How the fuck we don't want to race? Because we're not giving you 3 cars. We give you a car and a break. Y'all don't want to race. So if we don't accommodate you on what you want, we don't want to race? You can't get what you want in drag racing. We're cutting half, right?
Hey, Terrell. Terrell, you got to look at this, Terrell. How many races you had last year?
Probably about 4 or 5.
Okay. How many races did they have last year?
0.
Okay. So
give
I
me
mean,
four laps.
There it is.
0.
Let them.
How many races they did have?
No.
Wait a minute. It doesn't matter how many races he had last year, man. The man has done nothing wrong by asking for 3 in the break.
If you let me finish first.
I'm holding you up purposely. The thing we're missing is in this drag racing is, I heard drag shit last night. This grudge racing is never street racing. And street racing has always been, if I think I need a car in the break from you, I might ask you for 5 in the break, hoping you would say 3 in the break. So he wants 3.
It.
He want to get 1. He did it wrong by asking
it.
For 3. If
man,
you got
no
don't do
it at all. The point I'm making is the man is on the motor. How many people is running on the motor? That's the point I'm making. He ain't raced nobody. It's a ton of people running on the motor. Yeah.
Let me address that point since you said that.
I love motor.
I don't like nitrous myself. I'm not a nitrous lover. Okay. Let's go. Let's get to that point.
If a man chooses not to put something on his car, that's called a choice. If a man chooses to put something on his car, that's called a choice. So when you come to a man and he's got nitrogen and you don't, that's your problem. You chose not to use it.
Sure.
I choose too. But I choose not to use it and you choose to do it.
Well, he had no business having to get some nitrous car, though.
Again,
that doesn't mean I got to have a limited so I can ask for. A man who runs a motor and runs a man on turbo, tell him to take the turbo off, or a pro charger, take the belt off, and give you five cars.
Hey, Terrell, 99% of grudge races are nitrous cars. That's it. So if you he need to be in the class race. That's what he need to do. Because ain't no fool, there's only two or three guys who got motors. Two or three.
They need a bracket race.
All the thing in grudge racing you can do is run what you bring, and the old saying is hope you bring enough.
That's
the best
thing
to do in grudge racing.
That's right.
Man, I like it.
They need to put the anger to the side, put the smile back on their face, and get the ass to Atlanta trying to race.
They need to put the stupidity to the side, man.
Amen to that.
Need to what now?
Put the stupidity to the side, not the anger.
That's not going to ever happen.
We all need to just show up and race. Bring them all. Bring the nitrous cars. Bring the motor cars. And let's just get out. That's what it's all about. It don't make no difference what you got.
I listened to the show last night. He went over mic up. Last night about cheating. It's not a racer in the world, man, that don't cheat. He's cheating one form or another. I'm cheating you by spraying, telling you I'm not. Or else I'm cheating you by telling you I got a specific head and I don't. I'm cheating you by telling you I got cubic inches and I don't. Or I do it, I said I didn't. I'm cheating in one form or another. It's two type of It's two type of racers, man. It's cheaters and losers.
That's right.
Two type of racers. Cheaters and losers.
You only got to worry about the cheaters from guys who want horsepower.
Don't believe that. You want to be a winner, you're going to cheat in some form or another. Cheating is being smart. That's what cheating is doing. I'm not smarting you. That's all, man. Put that
somebody
get out of race.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, man. Angry Bird, he trying to run you with the hawk? He trying to run the hawk?
He's trying to run. They're trying to run Indian night camp. He don't want to run my car. He don't want to run my car.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to say, because I got to bet $500 if you give him that three in the hit, because I don't believe he's going nowhere. I just got to jack my money off, because I got to ride with you on that one.
No, he ain't going nowhere. I have no leaf springs. He ain't got no 64 with no leaf springs in the back.
Well, he told me I can come to the gate.
I'm just saying, you're a horsepower guy, man.
Whoever got their mic open, y'all mute your mic because we got background noise. We can't hear what these guys saying. Go on here, y'all.
You got a horsepower car, man. You shouldn't be telling nobody with a nitrous car to unstrap. If you tell them to unstrap and then you want some cars, come on, man. You ain't trying to race. You're not trying to race.
He should do anything you think he can get away with. That's what he should do.
He ain't got no business running with a guy with some nitrous on his car, man. If he thinks he can win, man, nothing wrong with it. The only thing wrong with that is if you give him something that you couldn't give him.
A man had nothing wrong but asking you for too damn much. See, if I want $100 from you, I might ask you $500, hoping I might get $200. I didn't need $100.
They said the squeaky wheel get the oil.
He ain't did nothing wrong, man. Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I gotta get back to work as you. But let me tell you this: I kind of caught the tail end of you when you first came on, but I did understand you to say something about the Midwest went against you. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes you got to lose just to win. And I'm call him on the horn later, and I'll give more to you. But sometimes you got to lose, you have to win. I got to go back to work now.
All right.
Damn, he pulled that grasshopper thing out on us on that knowledge trip.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know. You made a good point. Everybody else on the line, y'all made a good point also, you know. Well, you said the right thing. If a guy don't want to, you know, race you, leave you alone. You know, stay in your class and, you know, stay in your lane. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, he said something good also, you know. Some people cheat to win. If cheating means to win to put some money in their pocket, and, you know, for different things that's going on in their life, yeah, they'll do it. You ain't got no, ain't no honor amongst thieves in this grudge game, I don't think. There's a lot of old guys, you know, put a lighter guy in the car. The car weigh the same weight. And it's a lot of trickery when it comes to street racing. Like Drag said last night, he made a good point also. With this grudge game that we call a grudge game, and the grudge game is really street. It's street racing,
it's all,
man.
Street,
you know, that's
racing.
All it is.
It's all just elevated.
That's all it is, man.
You have to understand, man. You got to have a sense of humor with this grudge game, man. Because if you let it get personal, dude, you'd be done did something you ain't want to do, and it's not worth all that. When a guy trying to get in your head, man, that's all it is, to take you off your square. You got to understand, it's politics in the game. That's all it is. If a guy coming to you and say, hey, man, I want 5 in the break, you say, I give you 3. He didn't want number 1, but you gave what he wanted. You got to understand how it goes. That's all. It's all in short. Somebody getting you off your game plan. That's all it is. Now, if you got a straight nitrous car, you can't get nobody. I can't run you on the motor. I can't do it. Now, but if I can run just as good on nitrous without nitrous on the motor, hey, maybe I can win. Maybe I can't. But, you know, it's all in putting up the seat, to put up the shut up. It's all in taking what they call a risk or gamble. That's all it is, man. That's all it is.
And you know what, too? Big Daddy said some real stuff one day. He said, a consistent car is very hard to whoop, man.
A consistent car
is very hard to whoop. It's hard to whoop a consistent car, man, that can trot, man. You know, so it is what it is, man. You know, I asked a question I'm talking to Beers on one of those shows, and I asked him about what if a guy told you that, I asked Terrell, matter of fact, I asked you, Terrell, I asked you, I say, you said we're going to run motor to motor, and you check my phone before the race, and then after the race, I'll whoop you, and you know I ain't supposed to whoop you. You know I ain't supposed to whoop you on motor. If you check my car after the race, and you don't find no nitrous, I won, right? You say, yeah, you won. Now, you check my car and then find a nitrous mask, and I see it whooping, you gonna say, I'm gonna be mad, but I'm gonna still pay because I went down the track. You know what I'm saying? And that's my mistake. Now I got to deal with that because I got tricked. And I think that's what it's about, y'all.
Well, see, it's like this here. It's trickery, but it's up to you. You have to pick your poison, man. If a guy tell you something, if you believe him, then that's on you. But you have to be just make sure you brought enough and hope you got enough to get what you need to do, and that's it, man. Because the fastest car, you have to remember, the fastest car don't always win. But the consistent car is more consistent. Consistent means, man, I got a better chance than the guy who don't know if his car consistent or not. He can get up there and do a burnout, get out there and blow the tires off. But your car consistent, hook all the time, and you can in the race. You understand? See, a lot of people don't understand that, man. See, all these guys do is learn how to get through.
What about that?
That's all it is.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, because that ain't right.
It ain't right, but that's the way it's been, though. When street racing became...
You can be a consistent 11-second car, I'm still going to beat the brakes off you, man. That don't matter if you're consistent. If you ain't fast enough, that don't matter.
Will. That's not true, Will.
I'm going to beat the brakes off you, man.
I wanted to run. But for that money...
Now you're talking about you're going to make it run wherever you wanted to run. That ain't consistent. If you're going to make it run wherever you wanted to run, that ain't consistent.
It's consistent the way I got my. It's consistent for me. It ain't your business what my car do. It's my business.
Hey, fellas, you know, my best race that I had in drag racing was a loss.
and I paid that man his money, and it was a real good race, and it was a close race. It ain't nothing wrong with losing. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do. Once y'all learn how to lose, you'll be able to appreciate
right.
when
everybody
you get a win.
Everybody want to win. You can't win all the time.
Everybody's wrong with losing. But see, everybody in race is not a man because he's of age. It's true, there's nothing wrong with losing. Losing teach you how to win.
That's true.
You got to be a man to do that.
Just like I'm saying, D, you got to get up there and see what happened, man. If I want my car to run this number all the time, I can make my car run this number all the time if I wanted to run that. But if I'm running for some money, I'm going to turn my car up. I'm going to be at my best. Like you say, the old saying is, hope you brought enough. So when you get out there, man, you turn up, you're going to run the next guy, man, hope he got enough. Hope you definitely got more than him. It's just like when Tony Bass ran dude down south. Tony turned his car up. Look what happened. He blew the race. If he had left his car the way it was, he probably would have won the race. You see what I'm saying? It's all a gamble, man. That's what you guys got to understand. It's a gamble. If you can't play the gamble, man, don't get in the ring. Don't get in the ring. You can get up there and hit the car, and your car cuts straight off, and the guy wins. Then you salty at the car. It ain't the car fault. It's just something that happens. You have to understand that.
That's true. It's a gamble.
But the worst fucking loss,
you got to lose to win. I don't have a problem losing and winning. I want to win, but I have a problem losing. I can accept that. But the worst thing to lose when you gave a motherfucker everything he wanted, you took your nitrous off, gave him all these fucking cars, and he beat you. And you sit back like, damn, I should have gave this motherfucker
all the cars.
But that's
your fault,
you will.
To keep my
prey off.
You have to understand.
You know what I'm saying?
But you got to understand. You don't let nobody make you undress your car. You don't undress your car.
I'm not going.
Right. You ain't got to do that. If a person want to run you and you don't want to undress your car, you ain't got to undress your car. You tell them, man, go next. You ain't got to stand there arguing. You say, man, I want to race you. That's it. You cut it off.
Right. That's it. That's all.
That's it.
When
you ain't got to let them argue with them, T-bone them. You ain't got to do none of that. Hey, man, you want too much. I can't accommodate you. Next. If you don't want to raise nobody, that's your prerogative. You don't have to raise nobody. But if a person's asking for too much and you feel it's too much, you ain't got to raise. You tell me, man, I can't raise you, dude. You won that race. That's it. Next. That's it.
The greatest part about that option, Terrell, is that you ain't got to give nobody nothing if you don't want to. You don't have to give no guy no spot. You ain't got to do nothing. If you want everybody to sit out beside you, those are races that you take.
One thing you got to do. You got a choice to make.
Two
things you got to do. You got to stay black, and you definitely got to leave him. That's for sure.
What I got to tell you, you take your steering wheel off and take it in the house, he don't want to race you. When a guy say you ain't got no interior in your car, and he do, he don't want to race you. That's just plain and simple. When you come up with the weakest stuff about a man's car, the steering wheel, the interior, has nothing to do with the motor or the drivetrain.
That's true.
He don't want to race.
What if a guy came up and was vice versa, and he said, you know what, I got a motor car, I want to run you dough to dough. Get your ass down. Get up there. Get up to the water box and turn them over and get up there to them beans. Would you be scared?
I'm in no beans.
Or would you jump on that bed because you think you got something sweet?
No.
And he knocked your head off.
Well, that's a lesson learned. See, one thing I learned, I'm not scared to race nobody. If you got a small block, I got a small block. It just goes to show last year, I shouldn't even race that guy. He got more than what I got. And I happened to luck up and win. So, if we about even, I'm going to race you. If I come to you and you got nitrous on your car, I'm like, my fault, I thought you was on the motor. Now, if he still want to press it, I'm not going to never tell a nitrous guy to turn his stuff off. He got what he got.
First, there's never no two cars equal, no way. I can have, just make it simple, I can have a 4.68, you can have a 4.68. One's going to be stronger than the other. I can have a 68 boo, a 70 boo, you can have a 70 boo. One's going to react better than the other. There's no two equal cars in the world, no way. That just don't happen. So it's a chance you're taking to race.
They come off the similar line at the same time, they both not equal. They're like two twins. They both not equal.
That's why when I hear all these crying, man, I ain't gonna lie. Man, I do class racing. Ain't nobody crying. He got what he got in his motor. He still got to make it there by a certain time. You're going to win, you're going to lose. It's just how it is. And I don't care about none of them. As long as I feel like I got a chance, you tricked me because I felt like I had a chance, I lost.
Let me ask you a question about the bracket race with the classes. Now, you got some nicest cars that are probably getting the bracket race, and you might run against a fucking, you might run against a motherfucker all horsepower car, but he might run slower than you. So you might say you dial in at a NAS 70. He might dial in at a motherfucking 10 30s. He got a head start. You on night,
right.
You ain't use your nitrous on bracket, you use your horsepower.
Right.
Man, it's hard to motherfucker catch those cars. They take off, you be still sitting there and he gone. Now you cut light. It's hard to motherfucker catch those cars. Somebody might break out.
If you use nitrous in a class race, you got to be absolutely crazy.
Horsepower, no nitrous. I did it before. I don't use no nitrous. I use straight horsepower in bracket race.
You crazy.
No.
That's an automatic win. I hope you use a nitrous on me in a bracket race.
You won't be consistent with nitrous on a bracket race.
Right.
Hey, now, look, I've raced bracket races before, and I've never paid attention to the guy next to me. If I dialed in at 10-1, just say I dialed in at 10-0. I'm trying to cut that light and run that number. Now, if I do what I'm supposed to do, when I look over to the side, I should have the wind light. It shouldn't matter how far he in front of me or whatever his spot is. If I do my job and Rob, you know, you run bracket, you to the grief, everything going to work out for, you know, the best. We're going to do what it's supposed to do.
Right.
The consistency part of it, right?
Where bracket racing, index racing, all that got to be consistent. If you spend a little bit, you just lost.
And that's the same thing if you spot somebody, just like what you was just talking about. If you spot somebody and he out there, y'all both go through there, whoever gets that first win the race.
If you do your job, if you cut your light and run your number, everything should be all right, no matter what he did.
Absolutely. And a lot of these guys, what I see in grudge races, they try to run the best they can, but they don't understand the downfall to doing that, too. Sometimes you can take a little out to help you get your car consistently through the quarter. I see guys out there all balls to the wall, spinning, getting out their groove, weaving up and down the track. When I see that, I see blood in the water. I'm going to be real with you. I'll be like, oh, that's my man right there, because my car going to go straight down the track. I can take something out. I might not run what it's going to do, but I learned with the weather, it's about getting traction off that line. I lost a race with the wheels in the air spinning, and I cut a 002 light. This man cut a 23 light. He beat me while I was in the air because I was spinning. I felt it in my ass. I was spinning, and when the wheels hit the ground, he kept what he was at all the way through the court. All the way through. I was pissed. I was like, what's the 002 for if I, you know what I'm saying, I'm spinning. So, that's why I learned my lesson. I could have took something out of it, cut that 002 light, and beat them to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys, what I learned from this class racing is they give you a lot of knowledge. They will tell you what you want to know. If your car is in a certain class, you could go to an event and talk to those guys. They'll tell you everything you need to do to keep your car, get your car faster, or help you out on the tree. Whatever it is that you lacking, you can ask them a question. They're going to tell you. And maybe they're going to tell you because they know you is not a threat to them. Maybe that's what it is. But I learn from – I travel and I learn. And I take it with me wherever I go. And somebody come to me, I talk to them. I don't care. Because how I look at it is, if we both kind of equal, it's who better off that tree? Who got the best 60-foot? Because that's what it comes down to. And I ain't scared of nobody off that tree. No offense to you guys on the phone. But I ain't. My car is set up for the yellow. Just letting y'all know. When that yellow is on, my car should be gone. And that's one thing that I learned from class racing. They don't wait on that green light. You sitting waiting on that green light, you're going to be sitting there.
It's too late.
You're too late.
Yes,
sir.
Too late. Anytime you see the green, it's too late.
Yes, sir.
Not come to a sleeper but a dream. You sleeping. Mm.
When that yellow flick on, I should be gone. As soon as I can catch it, I should be gone. That's how my car is set up. Soon as it flick on, if you can see it, I should be already moving. If my thing ain't moving by yellow, that's what I learned from it. And you don't get me wrong. I know I hear a lot of guys dogging the class racing, but you can learn a lot, man. Like I said, when my car comes back, I race every week. I'm probably racing 10 times every weekend. And that's nothing but seat time. The more seat time you get, you can feel everything in your car. You know everything that's going on. When you take a pass, you feel a little spin, you know what you're going to run on the other end. When you hook it up, you know what you're going to run on the other end. You can feel the car going fast on top end, and you're going to say, okay, she's moving. You feel everything. You know everything. It's like the back of your hand. You see it, you feel it, you know it. That's why I like, man, that class race, man, I just like take my car down the track. I love it.
And that's what you built it for, to have you some fun and enjoy it, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. When these guys who build cars for garage racing, the don't race, I be sitting up here like, isn't that what you build it for? And then you go to a garage event and you don't even race your car. I mean, I can't force nobody to run, but damn.
Yeah.
I built to blow that baby up.
Yeah, you did all that travel and spent all your money. You might as well have some fun with it. That's why it's there. That's the purpose of you getting there with your car.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't like nitrous. No offense to the nitrous guys. I can't shoot nitrous, man. That's hard on a motor. You can't keep taking it out there beating on it like that.
Well, once again, you got to know what you're doing, though, Rob. Your buddy, Tony and them, you talking about nitrous cars in bracket and stuff. The first time I met them at 66, them people had a nitrous car in the bracket race, a truck. He went four rounds without ever opening his hood, man. So you can do it. You know what I mean? Some people know what they're doing. A lot of people might not. But it's a lot of people know what they're doing, man. You don't blow up motors that bad with nitrous if you know what you're doing.
Well, right, you absolutely
nitrous
right.
Nitrous do not blow motors. People blow motors. Engines. Not motors, but nitrous don't blow engines. People blow engines.
Tuning blow motors up with nitrous. You're not tuning nitrous right. The right fuel pressure, and you're running too lean, whatever, stuff like that, you can blow motors.
You got that right, brother.
You got no bottle pressure. You got no bottle pressure. You got no your fuel. You got to do all that. And you build your motor for nitrous. The right nitrous pistons, the right range, right nitrous pistons, you know, all that plays an effect when you shoot nitrous. And the right camshaft. You have a nice low separation. You have a horsepower cam and you spray a lot of nitrous.
Right.
You got to know all that type of stuff. Nitrous don't hurt motors.
Yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things Larry be saying, like fellowship and stuff. And Will know me. Man, you can come and talk to me. You need some help. You ain't even got to know me. Hey, man, can you help me out with this? I'll help you out. Shit, if I even see you doing something wrong, I even suggest some stuff to you. You know, racing is racing. Have fun with it. I ain't going to tell you how to build your motor, though. That's on your own. Hey, Will.
Yo.
I'm in something hot and red, and I'm about to hit this damn air. Tell me if you hear a screaming. Hopefully that wasn't police behind me.
Somebody trying to make some power around here, ain't they?
Yes, sir, and I got oil pressure.
you know, it's good to get on these shows, man, and have a show like kind of like I guess got going on called the Knowledge of a Race, because you know, when you got people that listening also, you know, that might want to press the one button and you know, want to ask questions about certain things about a car, trying to put a car together and stuff like that to keep the game true to it. So, you know, I guess it's a good thing, you know, as far as the knowledge part about, you know, cars and, you know, you got guys on it that go to the track and try to race with the cars and stuff like that. So it's a good thing, I think, you know, in that aspect. What you think about that, Uncle Larry?
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. I think that it's however you want to be. However you feel you want to come, you need to come, you come like that. But my whole thing is your preference. You like nicest and you like horsepower. You build your car for what you think you want to be, and you take it from there. For me, I'm a crack fiend, so I can't help it. I hear everybody talking about horsepower, this and that, and I hear this about nitrous, but I'm a nitrous freak. Junkie, junkie. That's it. That's all. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because you want to achieve that number, you got to put that spray on it, or that force induction.
You say what now?
I said you want to achieve that ET. You got to put that nitrous or that force induction on your car, because you ain't going to get it on horsepower with leaf springs.
Well,
hey,
I tell you like
we,
this.
We all use nitrous because we can't make that motor run fast enough. If we all learn how to make a motor run real fast on its own, we wouldn't need no nitrous. So that's what we use the nitrous for, to make it run faster. So we just need to educate ourselves some more. Look at your Pro Stock cars. Look how fast they run. They ain't got no nitrous on them.
Amen, brother. Amen. Don't say that too fast now.
Yeah, but look at Pro Stock. Look at their budget. They got sponsors too. Look at their budget. They don't have no 355, 383 stroker motors in those cars. They got all aluminum motors. And they run those numbers for the sponsors. Yeah.
500 cubic inches. They are supposed to have been running those motors. So many Pro Stock drivers out there have cheated, and re-cheated. And the only one that's not cheating now is the one that have found the way to hide it without it being caught. So I'm going to go back to where I said many, many years. There's two type of races. There's cheaters and losers. When you catch a Pro Stock winner, he's cheating. If you know anything about drag racing, you know the statement I just made is as true as Jesus is coming again.
Well, we know what you say, D.
These average guys come to the track, man, with these cars, these Malibus, or where they want to put together the drag race. Not going to build no 8-second horsepower car.
First of all,
it's not going to happen.
Cool.
It's not going to happen if you use nitrous, turbo, or supercharger. It's not going to happen.
Shit. It can happen.
Now
don't
come,
get that twisted. Don't
shit.
Get that
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. I'm talking about. I'm talking about. And who's in my area or where we go to track at? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you gonna see it June 7th because Young Stang is coming on horsepower.
You ain't been paying attention. Yeah. Okay. In June 7th, we're going to have small block 8-second cars with no nitrous on it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm on the track. I want you to grab me and show me this is a car right here going to run 8-something horsepower. I want to see this.
Only time I can do that
is when I'm betting. I can't just tell you what's going on now. If we can bet,
I don't. Not these average jokes. It ain't going to happen. They building these 10-second cars on horsepower.
You keep talking about the average joke.
I said average joke. Yeah. I said Cadillac joke.
I didn't say that. And I'm, you know what, Terrell, I'm really respecting what you're saying. I'm not trying to go against it. Only thing I'm just trying to get you to understand, and everybody, all packages ain't the same. We can't keep grouping everybody in one package. That's all. They got cars. I'm going to tell you the truth, Tim. They got 7-second horsepower cars out there.
You ain't lying.
six-second horsepower cars.
Grudge cars. I'm talking about grudge cars.
Grudge cars.
He said
that
car can't run a horsepower anything about racing.
Hey,
if you say a car can't run a horsepower, you don't know anything about drag, about racing.
Hey, Terrell.
If you ever get a chance, if you can remember this, go on YouTube, type in Sam. It's an orange Camaro. It's a 433 small block run, 8 ohms. He holds the record right now. And he'll be at 66.
If you can't run a horsepower, you're wrong. You don't know anything about racing if you do. No one that knows racing would say that.
He holds the record right now for a 3,300-pound car to run 8 ohms with a small block.
Hey, what?
Look him up on
YouTube.
Excuse me.
You said if you don't know anything about racing, if what?
I said if anyone that think a car can't run those numbers of horsepower knows nothing about racing.
No, I didn't say a car is capable. I'm talking about the grudge cars that we come across. Ain't nobody got to his right no 8 ohms on no horsepower. Where they at?
Not that you know of. It's a grudge car.
Why not?
Because it's a grudge car. That's why. He ain't going to show his time ain't going to be punched on the board.
Man, if you got a grudge car right there, like 8 ohms, he be out there gambling. He be in the shootouts, the meltdowns. He be out there running.
He's not saying he can't run it. He's not saying he can't run that kind of time. He's saying he can't run it, period.
No, that ain't true.
If he run all out, you said he can't run that.
No, that ain't true. And so I saw him also, Big Will. I have not seen
no grudge car. No, I ain't seen nobody race no grudge car against a turbo car. He run on horsepower. He run a faster than turbo car. He runs 8 ohms. 540 to 520 in the eighth, in the quarter, in the eighth. I haven't saw it. And nobody on this phone can tell me it's a grudge car here right now can run some 8 ohms on horsepower. And run against these Pro Child and Turbo cars who run the same number. Where they at?
No, I ain't gonna tell you that because you don't know. You're not understanding. You don't even know what you be seeing sometime, man. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you that, man. You don't even know what you be seeing. There's cars out there like that. A lot of times they don't even tell what they running, what they can run.
Yep, I agree with you, Will, on that.
Yep, I sure agree because I promise you, I saw.
Man, I know what I'm talking about, man. Y'all haven't saw it. What the car is that? I'm talking about in Illinois and fucking Michigan and fucking where we go grudge racing. There ain't no fucking car running 8 ohms on horsepower out there grudging. Who? I ain't talking about on fucking TV. Y'all saw on fucking TV. I'm talking about in our surroundings. Who? Where they at? Come on, man.
I know of a couple right now, but I can't say who.
I can tell you what
I'm saying.
I'm
saying, well,
I
can
say you can say, but you can't run that number.
Well, I don't know no grudge cars is doing that because I don't no grudge race gonna tell me that. But I do know some class cars on motor small blocks running those times. Come to an LSX shootout in Indy in October. You will see it.
Yeah, a class car. I'm talking a grudge car.
Well, I'm pretty sure they got grudge cars too. They ain't just running one circuit.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Terrell, it's grudge cars that's class cars that run them numbers, man. They just don't put it up, bro. They get it. You got to understand how the game go. The game is to be sold, not told, baby.
That's what he don't understand.
I'm talking about amongst
I'm
us racing, man. I ain't talking about in California. I ain't talking about motherfuckers
I
ain't seen before.
I'm
talking about
Terrell, listen what I'm saying, bro. It's cars in the north, Terrell, that run them numbers that don't have no additive, Terrell. They just don't put it out there. That's all I'm
grudging.
Saying,
grudging.
They
grudging,
man. They'll tell you they doing one thing, but they doing another, Terrell. They got insurance, Terrell. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to get you to see, bro. You have to understand. What you see, don't always believe what you see.
And these cars
I'm trying to give you a little of this game, man, but you ain't recognizing, bro. That's
man,
all I'm
you
saying.
Ain't, man, look at here, man. You ain't, man, look. Go on with that bullshit, man.
Okay. Hey, man, look at here. It ain't no BS.
Don't y'all believe me on this motherfucking phone like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, man. Y'all
Terrell,
motherfuckers ain't seen this shit, man.
Terrell, calm yourself.
I've seen
now,
it.
Bro.
I know
of a couple cars personally. When somebody trying to tell you something, you don't want to listen.
I know how to listen, man, but I gonna listen to some bullshit.
Okay.
Cause you
how you know it's BS, Terrell? How you know it's BS?
Cali Joe, you don't know nobody. You ain't seen it yourself, man.
I tell you what, Terrell.
What
you
talking about, man?
Terrell, I'm willing to bet you $5 that I got somebody can run a number. They ain't got no attitude, Terrell. And they in the north here.
The only reason no one is giving you names right now, Terrell, because nobody's trying to put people's business out in the street. But, man, there's a lot of grudge cars out here, grudge racing every day to run that number you talking about very easily. That number you're speaking of, an 80 car, 87, that's not even hard to run. I want to understand what you're saying and how you're saying that.
I'm going to tell you something slick, Terrell, when I see you. I'm going to tell you about a big block car that's running on the grudge circuit as the nitrous car, and he's running on motor. And I'm going to prove it to you. That's on the circuit, you know the car, and he's on the motor, but he pretend like he's spraying. I'm going to show you that.
Hey, Will, before you show him.
Do that, Will. I want to see that.
You don't go around moving through the street.
You
got to pay for this
man,
knock.
What is he saying?
I didn't hear you. Dude, you just don't know, dude.
You just don't know,
Terrell. I'm telling you, boy.
Yeah. And the people that you know that's doing it, you know, you don't try to put their business out there like that because that's not your place.
It can be done.
And that's not easy. I mean, that's not even hard to do, though, seriously. It's not even hard to do at all.
Huh?
It's only, hey, Terrell, let me tell you, the thing about older man, there's only one limitation to speed. It's called M-O-N-E-Y.
Why?
That's the only limitation to speed.
Hey, D, tell him that again. Tell him again.
Hey, I'm like, my partner just sent me a text. And he said, what he said is so true. Race is like a chess game. You move, I move. Who can checkmate the king, queen first? Who going to take the queen first? Man, I promise you, money's the only option to stop racing from being, not stop racing, but stop speed. M-O-N-E-Y, that's the only option. If you got enough money, one of my partners, right here on the west side of Chicago, took a Lincoln, a big body Lincoln, and made it fly. For the time and the era it was running in, it was flying. Big body Lincoln, man.
Real, you just know that, man. Them horsepower cars, man. You ain't gotta have no mic to be ragging. No man said money, if motherfucker had money, please. You ain't gotta put no mic to your car to be ragging. It's a lot of money, like you said. There's a lot of people out there ragging to the horsepower, man. Riding.
We was riding before the nitrous even got here. We're still riding now.
That's
what I was
just
about to
say.
We're just
riding
nitrous to get there fast. That's all that is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost just like when the crack came into the game. Wasn't nobody getting high off of crack, but now, hey, it was a good thing. So everybody started getting high off of it. That's what they're doing with the nitrous.
That nitrous is the easy way out. Easy way out. They said, oh, I can just put some nitrous on my car. Why not sit down, do your car on horsepower, and try to, you know what I'm saying? It's too easy. The nitrous is too easy.
5 weeks ago, Charles came for maximum security detention. I just had a fight on Cadillac Joe.
He said he got 3 more traps to check, and then he's going to be in there. He said them next 3 traps got him enough money in it, he couldn't get on the show tonight. So he'll be in here before it's over, all right?
Sounds like Joe on, ain't he?
Yeah. But he's still checking them traps when he's quiet. He's checking them traps. He's getting that money out them traps so he can go racing tomorrow. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Cadillac Joe ain't telling y'all everything.
Who said that?
Cadillac Joe.
You said what?
Somebody said you said the trap.
Man, look at here. This game is to be is one way to be sold, not told. You want to pay it? I tell you. I'm like Steve Hart. Show me the money. I'm about that money, baby.
That's why I'm telling y'all, Cadillac Joe checking them traps. Y'all don't know nothing about them traps. You see what I'm saying? That's old school shit. Cadillac Joe know what I'm talking about.
That's it, baby. Tell him. I had to pay for this game. I can't give it away. Man, dang.
Hey, this is an educational night here. We're learning a lot tonight. So if you listen, like they say, and don't talk, and you can learn something when you listen. That's how
Man,
you learn.
Say that again, bro. Say that again. That's 100
Knowledge
grand talk
key,
like
baby.
That. That's 100 grand.
Knowledge is the key.
Hey, I'm just having fun here tonight on the show, man, with you guys, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love every minute of it. I love all the drag racing that can go on. I've been doing it since I was a kid, and I'm still doing it today. You know, I got 35, 40 years under my belt of doing it, so I love all of it. I love the good part of it, the bad part of it, everything that we got that's going on with drag racing. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to get in where we fit in and have some fun. If we can all show up in the parking lot tonight together, trust me, it'll be a whole bunch of racing going on. If you faster than me, that's not a problem. You give me something, we're going to make it. I'm going to make it. Or it's going to be like this. If I ask you for something, I'm trying to make it so we got an equal race going through the traps together down there. That's all it's all about.
That's the whole plan with it right there, bro. You got to understand, man. This game, you got to love it. You got to love it.
And I'll tell you another thing. If you think the time that you put down is a good time, if you ain't got a professional chassis guy, a professional tuner with your motor, you got about a half a tenth in your pocket right now that you don't even know about.
Exactly.
Oh, you didn't tell him that. You talking too much.
Yeah, he did. He talking that real talk.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's real talk.
That's how come we all sitting down here at this table talking about this game that we got going on. We got a beautiful game that's going on right here. You know what I'm saying? It's got a bunch of stuff that's going on in it. But we, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, or the first thing in the morning, we got a beautiful thing that's going on here. All we got to do is calm down a few things that's creating those problems and stuff like that. And once we all come into that same arena together, we're going to have a ball. And we're having a ball right now. But just imagine if all of us is in that same arena in one night. How many grudge races do you think can go down? If we can put all of this grudge racing we got together in one bowl, how much grudge racing do you think can go down in one day? We don't need no shootouts. We don't need nothing. All we need is a bunch of guys in there that want to race. I'm not worried about winning. I'm not worried about losing. All I want
to
do is be. All I want to do is be in the game. That's all it's all about.
There ain't nothing wrong with it either.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You ain't saying the only thing is the bad thing about it. A lot of guys can't race their friends. That's what takes
time. That's how sometimes they got to learn how to get educated on that. It ain't nothing wrong with running your friend. There's not nothing wrong with running your friend. What's wrong with running your friend? If we racing for lunch money, then if you beat me, then I'm going to be buying you a steak this evening. If I beat you, you're going to be buying a steak. It just goes backwards and forth like that. That's all it is. Sometimes, like
they
say about that money, Go ahead.
I told you
it's that money
right.
That
I
we
said it best. When you beat your friends, they make better friends.
There you go. That's
well,
all.
Now,
it is.
Yeah, that's in the old days. That's in the old days.
That's
now,
in today's
these
days.
These sons today ain't gonna do it. They ain't going for it.
Well, he's not my friend.
They ain't going for it.
He's not
my
friend.
But that's because they haven't learned how to do that. So somewhere down the line,
there
they ain't learned that yet. They only came into this game to win. As long as they sitting there thinking they're going to win every race that they get into, then that's the way they're going to feel. Somewhere down the line, we got to teach them that, and if they don't want to learn it, then we just let them go ahead on about their business. Let's just, our turn, this is our life, let's just have us some fun. We're not going to worry about what they're doing. We can't worry about everybody. If we all come to the arena, as long as we have us some fun, that's all that matters.
Hey, Mr. B.
See, you like
my father, right? My father talking about stuff that's happening in the 60s and 70s and the 80s, and that don't go on. That's where I come up from.
but that don't go on. That don't go
well, see,
on. This is the new
explain,
era.
Let me explain
everything,
to you.
Everything you're saying, that's what
okay.
I grew up on.
But let me explain
not,
something about the
60s
and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. You know what that's called? That's called history. I'm trying
oh,
to
wisdom.
To,
yes.
To my guy. Yeah. That's called the thing that went on in the 80s and 90s and all that stuff, like you just said, that's called history. But you know where you get your learning
right.
from? You learn from your history. See, you learn your
from
past.
Your history.
You learn your past. That's what allows you to present yourself and the deal in the present. And that's what your present will carry you into the future. That may be a little too deep for some people. But that's how it bounces.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with it, but is it going to happen? No. So
yes, it
it's
will.
Like
it will happen.
It's
no,
like,
no, we, no,
it's like,
no. We're gonna keep on preaching it until it do happen. If we stop preaching,
oh, yeah.
it ain't gonna
I mean,
happen.
No,
sometimes,
we keep,
sometimes
we keep,
it takes. Right. Sometimes it takes some of the guys longer to learn what we're trying to accomplish.
Sure.
Those guys that we got this messing with our program and they don't see what we see is because they wasn't there back in those days. Okay, so nobody never
sure.
taught them that. So if they don't learn it. Then they ain't going to never know it. They're going to just want to think it's just their way, and there ain't no other way but their way. But then if they want to stay like that, we just get out the way, let them do their thing. Let's just do our thing. Let's just keep our group together that we got going on so we can go to the track, grudge race, have a good time, and then go home tomorrow talking about how much fun we had. That's all we got to do. It's not that hard. We make it hard,
nah.
But it's not that hard.
You got that right, man. If you do 100%, I think everybody'd be good. I'm gonna do 50 stand man my own business, and I'm gonna do another 50% stand out of Big Wheel and everybody else's business. And when we come together, we fellowship, and we go home. The next day we talk about. It. That's all it's about, man. That's life, there, man.
But see, you gotta understand. Everybody don't play with that rule. You got someone to be
yeah,
all in your business and their business, too. You can't be in everybody's business, man. You got to maintain your own business. You stay in your business, that means stay in your lane. You get in somebody else's lane, you don't know what come with that, man. You got to understand how the game go, man. You got to understand. You can't jump around, move around. You can move around, but you can't jump around because you jump into something you can't handle. You get played. That's just like that cat was on the other night telling you. You can think you got something sweet, but it come back and bite you in the sour as you know what. And you're mad because you jumped too soon. That's all, bro. This is life. Life is something. Life is what you make it.
Oh, yeah.
You learn from your mistakes. You got to
educate some of these sun guns. And, I mean, you just got to keep going and keep going with it. You know, I do it all the time. Just the other day, I had a goofball tell me I'm a camp jumper. I'm not a camp jumper because I don't belong to no camp. I'm not in no camp. These two individuals is 15 and 20-year-old buddies of mine. So I don't get in the midst of them. I don't want to know what their car run, how their car. I'm not into that.
I don't
want to
know nothing.
I'm not into that. The only car that I talk about is Tangy. That's it. That's my own car. I'm not going to say, well, I go get Joe's car. I go get Pete's car. No, you ain't gonna never in life hear me say that. Never. That's they stuff.
But you know,
they just happen to be two friends. That's just like I got all the Bobby Cole t-shirts. Does that mean I'm on Bobby Cole's team? Hell no. It's just I like the designs of his shirt.
Hey, Kevin.
Jamie, tell him you're going to get Big Wheels' car. You're on my team.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, call Leon.
All right, I get my line.
Not leaking Leon. Oh, no. Get him on the phone then. Yeah, but we got a beautiful thing going on here, man. We really do. When we get here and we get the chance to fellowship and have ourselves a good time like Uncle Larry got it going on, you know, Uncle Larry is my inspiration. You know, I had to put my guns down and just like, fuck it, because I done got treated bad in the game and everything like that. But, you know, after talking with Uncle Larry They give me a little inspiration, and I'm going to get back out there in the game, and I'm going to have me some more fun because I've been having fun like this all my life, you know what I'm saying? Some of these guys want to get you and get in your head and take you out your game and everything else like that, man. There ain't even no room for that in the game, but they think it is.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I told Larry, he better keep fellowshipping. If he don't quit fellowshipping, I'm taking every fishing pole he got and break it. So he better
fellowship.
Hey, man, I'm breaking every one if he quit fellowshipping. I know how to break that up. He loves the fishing poles, man.
Yeah, hey, but Reverend Jay, you don't want to do that. You don't want to mess with them poles, man. You don't want to mess with them poles, man.
Hey, he better keep it moving, then. He better keep it moving.
You better keep up. You better keep up. That's what you need to do. Just keep up. That's
all. Hey, Kyle, I'm gonna break in his house, and I'm gonna leave my business card so he knows it's me.
Hey, Kyle,
and he gonna say, "What?
I ain't gonna stop. I ain't gonna stop. You ain't gotta get my fishing pole. My fishing pole in my house. I ain't gonna stop."
Okay, that's what it is.
Larry said if you take all his fishing poles, it ain't gonna be no problem because he gonna go get another stick off the tree and put a rope on the end of it, and he's still going to catch you some fish. It don't make no difference. He from the old school. He learned how to fish before the poles even come around. Ain't that right, Larry?
Yes, sir.
There you go. It's a knowledge
thing.
I just
like
thing.
Doing
that's
it, man. You know, I like seeing things work out, man. You know, that's what we come. We come to watch drag racing. We come to be together and enjoy each other and so forth. So I like to see it pan out that way, man, because it's I say it like the song. It's the way nature planned it, man.
Yep, and we're gonna make it happen like that, man. As long as we got enough positive minds here, man, we can keep our game going, man. We ain't gonna let that negative stuff. Even if it show up, we're just gonna let it show up. Stand there and look at it. Okay, you finished. Let you go on back over there and sit down, man, so we can continue on having our fun. That's all.
Hey, Lee, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here, Terrell.
Hey, guys. We're gonna go back to our subject about the 8-second car, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Terrell.
What?
We need to put out no numbers, so let's make it look better. Let's say 12-second cars.
I gotta say 8-second cars. I want somebody to tell me who won 8 seconds on horsepower.
But well, nobody ain't gonna tell you where.
Ain't nobody gonna tell you. Cause y'all don't know. Cause y'all ain't seen nobody show their talent for their class, car.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Give Terrell his floor. He ain't said nothing wrong. Go ahead.
Nobody's phone don't know unless you see the class car. If he's a grudge car, you never saw his class. How the hell you know he won 8-0 on horsepower?
And let's see your friend, and he show you his ticket.
Man, come on, man. He ain't grudging. He ain't sipping the milk.
No,
shootout. He's not grudging.
It's real.
You got
that
right. He ain't grudging because he ain't never thought about trying to make the motor run like that. The only thing he's thinking about is I'm gonna spray the shit out this motherfucker. So half of the guys that run with nitrous oxide don't even know what their motor do anyway because you know, hey, pushing the button, we gonna go faster.
No. When you build a nitrous car, you're going to run that car on horsepower to see where you at. You're going to die on the car, then you're going to put your nitrous on. You ain't going to get out there and spray it, and then with your car run off without nitrous. Come on. You're going
to
run
all
that right, horsepower
Terrell,
first.
That's too much info, Terrell.
I'm an educator. I'm trying to educate him. I ain't new to this. I've been doing this.
I know it ain't no good car running no 8-0.
There's no grudge car out here, a grudge car to run 8-0s on horsepower.
that's out here grudging. It mars us in the Midwest.
Yeah, not in our circle. And
not
if
now,
it is, they hiding,
yeah.
They hiding in the
not
bushes.
Not now, it ain't.
Hey,
not
it
now,
ain't
it
ain't. Nowhere, but, hey, be honest,
but
it
if
ain't
you
nowhere,
if you go
I...
back, what was that, 2013 or 2000?
Hey, those ain't now.
Big Drags car. Big Drags car. Big Drags had a grudge car. And it was running faster than 8.0s.
But Big Drag is old school. You know what I'm saying? Big Drag, no. We talking about these new school guys we got out
oh,
here.
Oh, okay,
push
yeah.
That button.
Okay.
It don't matter. He said grudge car. Grudge car, man. Grudge car.
You know what? It is somebody else. Hold on. That's what BET. Grudge race, right? That's BET, ain't it?
Class car don't show no ET. If it show ET, that class car.
Yeah, all the class cars gonna show that.
No shit.
But before this grudge thing came about, you know, when you street race, then nobody know how fast nobody went. It's all about who got there first. Our grudge racing scene is just like our street racing scene was. You know, if you get there first, that's all that matters. I had to start out racing cars that ran 10 seconds, and we had a 14-second car. But my buddies that taught me how to street race, when they got finished negotiating the race, we was going home with the money that night. And I'm still in the back of my head going, y'all motherfuckers is bad. Okay, I got a 14-second car, and I know it run 14s, and we running 10-second cars, but we going home at the end of the night with the money in our pocket. So it's all about the negotiation. And that come out of the 70s. You know, it's been around forever.
That's what I just said, man. The game is to be sold, not told. I keep telling you, the game is to be sold, not told. Don't believe what
you
see. Don't believe the hype.
Hey,
you going to say, what grudge cop run this on? But dude ain't going to tell you unless he know you. And if you want to see it, you're going to have to pay to see that number. It's grudge cars out here running that. They just don't tell you that. Dude is out here racing, man. He ain't giving up his secret. He ain't going to tell you that. He going to let you think he is where he is, and that's where you think, yeah, he follows the net.
Cadillac Joe, check it out. I'm talking about, okay, we go to 41, we go to Martin, Michigan, whatever. We watch the shootouts and meltdown, okay? Every time I come across the fucking line.
Hey, who is that? Man, what is that?
Every car that comes to that line, either have a turbo, pro charger, nitrous, and run that number. Ain't too many motherfuckers put that line on horsepower and run that number. Stock suspension grudge car on horsepower and run with a turbo car or run with a pro charger car down there. I haven't saw it. That's what I'm talking about.
So you saying it's got to
be well, Terrell? Well, I beg the difference because I seen one do it, Terrell.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't see it. Motherfucker,
you
see a number car? Motherfucker, you saw a number car? Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't see that shit. Fuck the line, man.
Wait a minute, Terrell. Hold on, bro.
You saw a number car too, right?
Well,
fuck out of here, man.
Hold on, cuz. Wait a minute. You don't know what I seen, Terrell. Like, I don't know what you done seen. I seen some guys that went that, Terrell. I can't believe it, but I seen it, Terrell. Okay, Terrell, whatever you say, bro. I ain't going to argue with you.
Stop your lying, man.
Put your money where your mouth at, Terrell. Put your money where your mouth at. I take you right to the man's shop right now, Terrell. Put that money on the line. Put that money on, Terrell.
He ran the shootout.
I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it
here,
to
man.
You, Terrell.
You just stop coming out, man.
What
the fuck, you ain't see no shit like that.
Okay, Terrell, all you got to do put your money where your mouth at. I told you this game is to be sold, not told. I'm gonna make you know it, but it's going to cost you.
In a shootout. In a meltdown shootout.
Dude, like I told you, put your money up. That's all I'm going to tell you, bro.
Listen to my gamble. In a shootout or a meltdown. Ran
on
horsepower.
No shootout.
What a total
I'm not
car.
Talking about no shootout or no meltdown. I'm going to show
you
a grudge
you,
car. This dude race his car,
he keeps
and
sitting.
He do it, man. He do it. That's all I'm telling you. I'm telling you too much. But if you want to see this number, it's going to cost you. That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's what I said about you youngsters. Y'all don't believe the fat meat is
man, ain't nobody young over here, man. I'm speaking the truth, dog. I said in a shootout or a meltdown, I ain't seen no horsepower car run down with a turbo approach on the car and run that number with him and beat him. I haven't saw that. You said you did.
Hey, Terrell, the only thing I said
Only thing I told you, put your money up, and I'm going to show you. I have my man to show it to you. You'll be there with your mouth catching flies when you see it. That's your thought, sir.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, sir.
You say, you know a car.
Run it one walk.
Run 8-0s, and he's a grudge car.
Yeah, he's a grudge car.
Who he going to whoop?
Hey, he whoop it. Hey, you let up, he'll run you. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to say about it right now. When the man showed me the ticket, I didn't believe it. The man sure did. Sure did.
But what I'm trying to say to you, 8-0s ain't shit.
I know 8-0. Wait a minute, Terrell, wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying, bro. He's a grudge racer, dude. He can make his car run 8-0s on motor. And it go, the car go faster than that. I seen it. They entrusted in me, dude, because I, you know, hey, whatever you do, that's your business, man. I couldn't believe it. When I've got...
What kind of chassis you got,
Kelly? I ain't saying nothing. I'm just going to tell you, if you want to see it, it's going to cost you.
Hell, I
want to
run him if he ain't got no chassis, guy. Shit, I want to run him. Hey, O, get his ass pulled out.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, it's a lot of guys got some tricks out here for you, baby. They got some tricks for you. It's all in the combination. That's all I can say. And they
hey,
that
the four chest car, back half car.
It's the back half.
We got big tires on, little tires.
We got little tires on.
Shit, point him out.
Huh?
I'll try him.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to want to try a nitrous car head up, Leon?
Huh?
You think he'd try a nitrous car head up?
If that's what you got.
No, but see, what we're trying to say is, you got a car that's on motor running 8-0s. Any nitrous car gonna spot you. You know, you don't. Of course, they don't know you running 8-0s, but you on the motor and you lining up with a nitrous car. They gotta give you something. This is the problem.
Hey, Will, you know what though? You should. They should come out on a horsepower car nowhere, because ain't nobody running on no motor, man.
Yeah, I hear you. I know what you're talking about on that.
Yeah, look, you know.
You know what I'm saying? If you're grudge racing, there's been too many people running on motor talking about grudge racing. I ain't going to tell that lie. They got to be something wrong with them running on motor grudge racing. Left as a pro charger, a turbo car, and they going to be in.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but they got guys out there on the motor, though. They got quite a few guys.
I know one on motor, too. And he can go 790s on motor. But he a class car because I've seen his ET.
Well,
that look good for what he's doing. But
right.
You grab one of the mother with that shit on, that ain't going to save him.
No, I agree with you. But if you come out there with this car campaigning on motor, which is naturally on motor, and these nitrous guys come up on you, they know they got to give you something. We talking about a class car that you know of, but there's cars out there that we don't know of that can run 790s, 8-0 on the motor. Then when they pull up on the side of Terrell on the motor and Terrell say you give him the brake, he beat their brains out. They beat his brains out. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that there's guys out there on the motor that can run that.
If you give a horsepower car the brake, and he gonna get away?
Not all of them. Of course, you got some that can come with it. I'm talking about an AO car. He gonna give you the flux. He gonna give a lot of guys the flux off the brake. Yeah, but I ain't saying everybody. I ain't saying no one particular person. I'm just saying you got a car that's going 8-0. Go ahead.
But you know what, Will?
I'm listening.
Money too tight now. Ain't nobody gonna give them nothing now. Especially if they gambling, they ain't getting up shit.
There you go. You smart. You smart.
It's hard to get it out of them, but they're giving it up. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But the average cat, he ain't going to give you nothing. Only thing he give it, if he give you something, if you just catch him at the right time and he want to do something, he going to prove it for you.
Only way he going to get it, he going to take it off that sideline if he good enough.
Terrell was giving them people two in a break the other night. So people are giving it up.
Hey, the last time I gave him up a two in a break, he
ran over the
top
of
him. So they ain't giving to him no more.
Right. So there are people give it up at certain times. So I understand.
All I can say, good luck to them, because I ain't going to lie to y'all.
I ain't giving up nothing.
I work for mine, and then as long as I've been drag racing, there's no lie, as long as I've been racing, ain't nobody never gave me shit for us racing. They always wanted me to give up something. So now, to race me, either you like me or close like me, or you can just don't say nothing, because I ain't giving up shit. Not for no money, I'm not. I'm going to get your ass whooping.
There you go, Leon. Give up shit. Get a lane. That's all you need to get.
And that's basically what this show was talking about when Terrell got on there, was just tell people to stay in your lane, in their lane. Instead of arguing and getting mad with the Birdman and them, you need to let them keep on moving and stay in their lane.
There's a lot of people gonna make a pass, and he look like, if he look like me, and I look like he's quicker than me, I ain't gonna try, but if I look like me and him neck to neck, come on. Come on over here. Ain't no wrong with checking the well water before you get in there and get a drink. But I know a mother can go 790 on motor. But you can't stay there with one of them muffles on that shit. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
You got that Roy cutting up here, man.
And he was on there talking about it, man. He said he out there doing that thing.
Yeah, they didn't shake that mother boot out up here. Goddamn, they did burn out and everything.
He's down there, over there drinking that Lauren Bird.
Yeah, they didn't put together some food. Them motherfuckers cooking. They drinking. They cooking and drinking. And he down fuck with the car. The car back in the garage now. There's a whole bunch of mother. I'm finna go over there now.
He told me. I wanted to come over there, too. He say they got that shootout. They're going to do their thing next Sunday. I'm going there.
Yeah. I got somebody to ask to whoop with that car. If it run right.
We was on Fishman. He said he was ready, too.
Huh?
Fishman said he was ready. I thought he'd be over there with y'all.
No, he ain't come over. There's nobody over there with Roy by himself. Roy by himself.
Doing burnouts.
Yeah, he took it down. He felt good. It's been a long time.
I'm glad for him.
Hey Leon, I want you to put a race together. It's Melvin, man, Detroit. I want you to put a race together, man. What? Don't make no difference on what tire we got. We gonna race, okay? We ain't gonna worry about no 28, 29, or whatever tire you got on your car. You get in the lane. We going down through there, okay? Can you do that? We're gonna try to do that, man. Let's put us a race together like that, okay?
Hey, me and Donnie was on that today. We on that today. We were quick with that.
Okay, good. I want to be a part of it, man, when that happens. We ain't going to be up in there. Ain't going to be no crying about no tire size. We just going to race. I got a lot of background noise. I'm going on mute.
Hey, me and Donnie, we working on that right now. We going to do that. We can cut all that 28 and 29 shit. We got to get back on track. this is how we race up north, and we got to get it back. Because right now ain't no racing going on, and it's all jacked up because everybody's stuck on 8 Mile and doing the shit the South do. We got to get back to like we used to do when we go to Black Sunday. Drag race, enjoy ourselves, and don't try to break each other. We ain't got to go try to run for $5,000 or $6,000. $500,000, that's good money. But some bitches ain't getting paid a week for that kind of money.
There you go.
You get the crowd, you get people there, and you enjoy yourself and have something to talk about, just like we used to do the chaos. Look how much money we used to talk about them chaos after we leave that track at 3, 4 in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, we working on that right there. We working on that. We was on the phone today about that. Because I don't even care about going back down south racing with Wickham. I just throw my hand in with that because they be on too much personal shit. I'm through with that. I'm going to start going to Maryland and New Jersey and all that. I'm going to try a new group. So it's time to do some change up.
I hear you on that loud and clear. Like I say, I'm running my line and everything, but I heard exactly what you said. I'm going to help you work on that, man. Let's have some fun, just like them old Black Sunday days. I used to love those days, man.
Right. You can lose and want nobody to even get mad because we weren't trying to break nobody. We was the greatest to get back and right.
I miss those times, man, because at the time of Black Sunday was going to St. Louis, I didn't have a car at the time. I was a spectator. And then now that I got a car, they stopped the Black Sunday that used to be down in St. Louis. Because back in September, everybody put their cars together just to make a September event.
Yeah. If you ain't raced all year, you're going to have it together for that day.
Hey, it's still a Black Sunday. It's just not like it used to be.
They went their own ways and then fell off the wayside, you know. All we got to do is come back together, and we can do this thing, because I'm here to tell y'all, we was racing before we started traveling. We stayed right here local and have a full house. And enjoy yourself. So that's what we got to work on. I'm down. I ain't trying to beat up on nobody. I go race and enjoy myself and really have a good time.
I'm down for that, Leon.
I heard that. Because when you got everybody working together, man, it don't take that long time. It don't take no 2 and 3 years and all that to get stuff in order. You know, we got everybody working together, man. It don't take no time, man. All we got to do is just get together and work it out, man, you know, and it's going to be what it's going to be, you know, but it's always something in the game to slow it down, this and that, so far and so on. That's what I be talking about.
Hey, Larry, you know what? Only problem we really have up here, this 40 White had it backed up. If the races, if the Grove and Byron work with us, we can have some good racing up here. You know, we can really do stay 41 because a lot of people don't even want to go back to that track.
Well, I know one thing. I know that track going to be on kill for the 7th because Big Sham, they're going to do just like they did last year, whatever it takes to get it in.
Hey,
I know it's going to be on kill.
Hey, you know something? Look who was there. We was all there. The North felt that down itself. And that is, hey, that didn't stop shit, did it?
Yeah.
That was a full house.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. Sure did.
But I'm going back on mute, y'all. I'm feeding my face.
Hey, Leon.
I'm so tired of hearing that sound, man. It's a shame, man. That old ambulance, man.
Yeah.
Everywhere you turn. Especially on the weekend.
Hey, baby boy,
That's a sound.
Yeah.
That's a sound I don't want to hit. That's a sound I don't want to hit the track though.
Yeah, with some yellow tape around. You did a murder?
No, nah, motherfucker, tear that shit up and get hurt, man. I don't want to hear that shit to track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I love racing, but I'm going to go to support Big Sham. I'm going to go to support Leroy. And if I don't pay him nothing, I'm going to take my car. But that don't mean I got to run out the back door. That don't even mean I got to go to the eighth. And that don't mean if I don't even race nobody, I just go to support. You know what I'm saying? Because I said I wasn't going back to that track and race no car because I can't afford to put no car together no more. I tear up, I'm done. It costs too much. But I'm going to support, show up, and just do what I like to do. That's all I'm gonna do.
Well, I'm going to Leon, and I'm gonna have me a good time. I'm gonna have me a great time, man. Get a chance to see a whole bunch of people, man. And I'm gonna watch me some racing, and if I smell some chicken cooking at somebody grill, I'm going over there and see if I can get me a piece of chicken. I'm gonna have me some fun, man.
Hey, I just want to say, I want to get something to eat. Can I get something to eat? You want something to eat?
Matter of fact, on that note, I'll make an announcement. The East Side Stranglers, we're having a party June the 6th, that Friday before the race on the 7th, at the Celebrities on 83rd in South Chicago. So any girls, any racers want to come out and fellowship with food, music? We have a little... What'd you say?
Get the address and text it to my phone.
Okay. We try to have a little pre-party right before Saturday for Saturday Big Sham and Leroy event. Eastside Stranglers having a get-together party at the Celebrities. I'll get the information and be announcing on the shows before June 7th get here. Just come out and support. We all can fellowship, you know, talk race and do that.
What'd
you say?
It's
going to be at the Celebrities located on 83rd. And Jeff in South Chicago, we used to race at, around the corner, by KFC.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Man, that'd be so nice, man. Okay.
We're going to do that June 6th, that Friday.
Okay.
8 until, food, music, you know, drink if you want to, fellowship, you know, a little pre-party.
Okay. That'd be cool, man. Come through there and support, man. What I'm talking about, man.
And we like for Cadillac Joe. Cadillac Joe, you come down there and host the show live if you want to.
Okay.
Your Friday show, you host it live at the party.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that, man.
That's what's up. I'll be there.
Yeah, baby boy.
Yes, sir.
Baby boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I
think we about having a good time, man. Yeah, well, that's what it's about. Having some fun, man. Having some fun.
Bring your fellas, bring your ladies, you know.
I ain't bringing no fans to the beat.
I give it up to Young Money, man. Young Money down in Detroit. Big Fred spot. East End's grill was very nice, man. Good hospitality, good food, good music. You know, it was real nice down there, man. They did a good thing, man. You know, we came down to represent Eastside Stranglers for the invite. It was nice, man. So, you know, we need to put some things together here like this so we can all support each other. You can give some people something to do when they come to Chicago just besides grudge racing.
That's what's up, Terrell. Straight up, bro.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah,
we're going to barbecue.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Who barbecuing?
Eastside Stranglers, baby.
No, I'm talking about who cooking.
Hey, you say,
we're going to have...
Chucky.
Hey, you say he's not famous, goddamn. Don't forget, my performance,
goddamn. There you go. Julio on the grill, Chuck.
All right, man. We have to see what
hey, Cadillac, where you at?
I'm at home right now. What's up?
Cadillac Joe, you make the potato salad.
That's real. That's real. All right. I'm be nice. All right.
Don't put no nuts in it. Hey, Jarrell, you know that's what I was going to say.
Hey, yeah, okay. Hey, I can get that accommodated, though. Ain't no problem. Hey, you want to... Oh, man, that's good.
I got it,
too. Y'all going to have to
hey,
DJ Jarrell, that
you cutting,
right?
Man. No nuts. No nuts in the potato salad.
No nuts in the potato salad.
You want chocolate in it? Hey, you want chocolate in the potato salad, Terrell?
Hey, baby boy, I'm out west, man.
Where you at with it?
I'm gonna head up to the Grand Prix, right there in Melrose Park, the little go kart track on North Avenue.
Oh man,
you going up for them?
Yeah, man, I got some races tonight, man. They be talking shit.
That's right next to Maywood up there.
Yeah, right there, Maywood.
I know exactly where you at.
They ain't doing track. It's a
what's that? The Maywood racetrack.
Yeah, the Grand Prix. They got some fast ass go kart. They were like about 40 miles an hour, 45.
Yes, they do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, got my daughter with me. Maybe hear that right now, man. Got some people I got to knock off on the track.
How long
are
you gonna be there?
I should be there about 10 minutes. I'm passing up Harlem Avenue now, 290.
I will let me know when you get there. And I ain't too far. I'm gonna shoot straight up North Avenue and get right there to you.
Okay.
And check it out. And check it out there with you. So Lil, I ain't got nothing to do.
Break yourself, fool.
Hey, man, that'd be a nice place, man, to a party at, man, for the races, man. It's big enough.
Yeah.
You know, rent the whole joint out. Rent the whole joint out. And, man, everybody can go on that track, boy. And just, man, go on that track and race each other. And have food. There's some music and everything, man. That'd be a nice spot to do something like that, man.
Yeah.
Especially around downtime, you know.
Maybe I can tell you the weather getting right. It's time to burn out, baby. It's going to be time to burn out. There we go.
Mother, I made it. Cry for me. Most likely I'm going to die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me.
Yeah,
That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got that act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
That's it right there. That's it, my hitter. Get on it. I just want to know one thing, man. I want to know one thing. Where all my hitters at? Push the one button. Let's holler about it. Let's talk about it. Come on in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Will. Big Will. Hello, hello. Hello. Everybody sleep? What's up?
Hey, Kevin.
You know I ain't sleep.
I'm here. I'm
hey,
here.
Hey, Kevin, I can step asleep.
You say what?
Hey, Cadillac, give me a call. Chill over, man. I need to get up with you tomorrow.
You say what now?
Give me a call when the show over tomorrow. You know I need to get up with you.
Man, come get up with me now.
Man, you know what me and you supposed to do, man. I ain't doing that tonight. We'll do that tomorrow. If it's well, just let me know what time you be at your shop.
Shut up. Well, let's see. Yeah, tomorrow.
Sent you, nigga.
Say what?
Nobody sent
you. Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Terry, you listen, Terry? You invited to the party, too, man. Terry, you listen in. You invited to the party, too. That's for your
hey, that was
the whole
good
crew.
One. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Hey, Big Ma.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, shoot over there about 11 o'clock.
All right, sound good. I'll hit you while I'm on the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Put up here and thank you, nigga.
About that kid for me?
I wasn't trying to rob
Shut up!
Before I bust a cap up in your ass. Now, what you done with Day-Day and Roach?
What Day-Day and Roach? Day-Day.
Where they my
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just checking to make sure everything was still all right, man. I got pulled over by the damn police, man.
What you get
unbelievable.
What did they do, check you for
manual? Nah, man, I was acting a fool, showing off to some guys with some motorcycles. I sat there and spooled the turbo up and did a bun out and got caught.
He put the oil on the tire.
Yeah.
Did you hit that button? Did you hit that button for the tire to oil up?
Yeah, what I did was, see, I got cruise control. So I locked the brakes up, and I turned the cruise control on, and I ran in the back and threw some oil on the tires, right? Because these songs on these bikes, they on the handlebars and all of that. I said, I'm going to show y'all something. So I put oil under the tires and put it on cruise control and said, nah, how you like that? Then damn police pull up. I'll let you go impound me for burning rubber, man. So, damn, man. This shit
always messing with people when they having fun.
Yeah, man, why the hell you stop, man? Why do you keep going, man? You should have stopped.
Well, no,
stop
happened,
the police, man.
No, Rail, what happened was I had, you know, these old, I think these some old-ass slicks I got on here, man. And, the motherfucker went sideways when they hit the gas pump.
Damn.
So that's how he got me, man. I had this dog fooled all the way up, man. Hey, when I got off of it, they said, I said, oh, shit.
Hey, he was on the boom box, too. He was bumping it up and shit.
Yeah, man. Man.
They take your car?
No, they ain't take my truck, man. He was just like, man, I tell you what,
I tell you what, you better get on out of here. I said, you ain't got to tell me twice, sir. And I fucked up and went to two, and it chirped the time. I'm like, man, Danny gonna pull me over again. I say, man, I can't help it. I got a good transmission in this motherfucker. Allison, God damn it, it's Allison.
Hell no.
It's crazy, man.
Next time I tell you, you know, start strangling, it'll let you go.
Man, it was, man, I'm telling you, man, I thought, man, I was scared and shit. I thought they was going to take my license and my damn truck, man.
What the police do when the child turned the street when you knocked it in two?
Well, see, when I put it in two, goddamn it, he can't. You know, I'm trying to ride. You know, I'm trying to slow ride and shit. And then, you know, it's taking a long time to ship. So I gave it some more gas, and the motherfucker shipped and chirped the time. He curved my ass again.
Pulled you clean back over.
Pulled me straight back over. He said, now, what was that? I said, man, that's an Allison transmission. It's working. Shit, man. That shit can only happen to me, man, I tell you. Man. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the shop next week and tell them to turn it down, turn the spool down a little bit. I ain't never heard that. I know what the fuck that was. I thought I over-ramped it or some shit. Like,
you said turn the spool down.
Yeah, man. I ain't never heard that shit. I got a waste gate on it, man. My flat
gate.
You heard
the waste gate.
Yeah, that motherfucker said, oh, shit, what was that?
Bring me my charger. That's what you heard, the waste gate.
Hey, man, I thought it was the fuel I had got today. This motherfucker here, man. Hey, don't nobody want no trouble tonight, do they?
Hey.
Huh?
I might do off a Friday. No.
Oh, okay. If you want some trouble, goddammit, I'm going to pull over to the old gas station.
Tell him me too, man. How you feel tonight? I can't complain.
Yeah, give me some more transmission fluid. I'll pull over. The gas station is right here now. I want to run me a sound gun tonight, boy. Man. Cadillac Joe, where you at, man?
Cadillac Joe, everybody act like they sleep. They tired.
I'm right here,
Friday
man. I'm right here.
They don't get paid, man. Everybody act like they tired.
Hey, Cadillac, you don't want no trouble, do you?
What you mean? No, but I do. But I want some trouble with that truck.
Okay, well, I'm looking for where you at. I'm looking for some action.
Hey, man, the
big brother, I'm on South Chicago. What you need with that truck? All right. Shit, I don't need nothing, man. Let me just get it back under the hood. And you know I got this big motherfucking turbo. I'm going to spool it up again, goddammit.
I'm on South Chicago. Well, you know where my yard is. I'm on South Chicago.
All right, well, shit, I'm on my way. Shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to make sure I had two cars on it to make it even.
Well, you, I ain't got no car on my shit.
That's all right. I ain't stiffing you. I ain't gonna stiff you.
I'm throwing that damn turbo out tonight.
Oh, man. Goddamn, if you do international, go have a problem in the morning.
I don't know if it's a bad-ass Chevy tow truck I got.
Well, hey, like I said, I'm gonna put two cars on to make it fair, man.
Hey, I just want that tow truck to give me two in the bus. That's all I want.
Two in the bus?
Yeah, I just need two in the bus.
Can I spool up?
Can you spool up?
Hold on, man. I'm finna pull over this Shell gas station and give me a gallon of oil, man.
Hey,
I'm like the farm truck. I'm looking for action, man. I'm riding from state to state, man. I'm riding, man.
Well, come on south. Come on south. I'll be meet you on 394. Come on.
You want to run the fly mile?
We can run the fly mile. We can do a 2-for-1. We can do the quarter and do the mile.
Okay, I gotta change tires. I gotta take these biters off.
I don't want none of that mile. I want you in the quarter. I got a gas truck. I don't want none of that mile.
I want the quarter in the mile.
Hey, Big Perm, I think, yeah, I want you in the mile, man.
I'm going to
give you a pole.
Hey, I want to stretch Big Perm out. I want to stretch him out, man. I want to say when I get there, I cut half of it off and cut the other half on the other end. I want to do a two-part.
As a matter of fact, tonight I'm finna frog you. Any motherfucker with a tow truck at the back tie.
Okay, hold on. Let me get two cars on my back. I'm on my way because I get tired of frying the tires, man. So I gotta put two cars on this.
Hold on, Jay. Matter of fact, you got four back tires. Goddamn it.
Okay, all right. Well, shit, I got to put some weight on here. I got to go find me a big school bus. And then, because I'm tired of buying tires for this damn truck, man. I fry the tires all the way through the 8th. It don't hook until after the 8th. I'm tired, man. I ain't got no money to keep doing this.
Hey, you got to watch your step there now, Rip.
What's that?
I said you got to watch your step on that now.
I know, man.
You coming on the round.
Man, I'm gonna mess around and blow this sun gun up, man. I keep spinning through the whole 8th, man. I don't know. I told my chassis, man, I don't know what the hell he's thinking about, man. Man.
You need to cut it out, man.
Hey, man, I went to my chassis, man, right? And then my exhaust, man, he really done pissed me off. I told him to, you know, knock it out the fenders for me. Man. he knocked it out the fenders, man. This son gun crawling now. I told him to cap me back up. So now he going to tell me about some asshole shots to put in the back to make it squat. He wants $1,000 for him. I said, man, come on, man. Man. I put them sun guns on and still frying the tires. It's too stiff back there. So I'm just going, like I said, like the other day I ran this Porsche, and I had a pickup truck and a Suburban on the back of this motherfucker. Man, I tore his ass up. Oh, they go to police. Hold on, I got to slow it down a little bit. Police looking at me and I'm looking at him. What? You want some of this? My license? Oh, I ain't got none of them.
you're waving it like you don't care, huh? Reverend Jay, you're waving it in the wind, man.
Hey, just hold on. I'm finna spool this sun gun up. He better come on with it.
Hey, man, RJ, I want the bus with this dually, man. Give me the bus with the dually, man. Give me the bus. Two in the bus. I better get two in the bus. The bus ain't going to be enough. It take a lot to move this big old truck.
You got an overdrive?
Yep.
No, I don't want none. I'm a pass.
Huh?
I'm a pass. I ain't you got my overdrive. Yeah, the overdrive. I don't know what the hell on the overdrive. I don't know.
I tell you what I do for you, Reverend. Only for you, for tonight only. I'm going to leave it in drive. But you got to give
drive?
Me. I'm going to leave it in drive, but you got to give me three in the bus. I'm going to leave it in drive.
Hold on a minute, Cadillac. I might need bond money.
Huh?
I don't know. I might need bond money. Hold on. Oh, man, he going to come on with it with that weak motherfucker. I got it to the floor. Oh, shit, that's a Crown Vic. He going to catch my ass. Hold on, man. Let me bend some corners, man.
Bend them corners, man.
Oh, man, they got the helicopter after me, man.
Oh, man, they ain't got the spotlight on you, do you?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Let me pull the back car, man. Let me get in the back copter. Where Robin at?
I'm sick, man.
Hey, we can't let nothing happen to Rev now.
That's all right, goddammit. I tap about 50 of them motherfuckers before they get me. Hey, listen to that turbo. Watch when I get off of it. You hear that shit?
Hey, what you do, Rep? Hey, Rev, that right there, that's what you got to do. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm going to leave mine and drive.
Well, I tell you what, No, because I just got the work program in here now. I got to get the laptop out.
Uh-oh, now you talking about busting the laptop. Now, you can't use all that on me, Rev.
No, man, that's when my truck run off, man. See, when I go to work, I had to work. It's got the work program in it right now.
You got the work mode, and then you got the performance mode.
Right. So I can't be messing around like that, Jack.
Well, I ain't mad at you, man. Do your thing. Come on with it, boy. I just want to go. I don't care what you do. Put it on super.
No, I can't put it on super. I can't put it on super because the last time I did that, this dude had this ZR1, and shit, we was riding at about 69 an hour, and he told me to punch it, and I punched it, and it just fried the damn tires, man. Blew all four of them, man. I'm like, man, I can't win for the loser, and he just laughing at me. So I can't do that.
You know, hey, I'ma tell you, I'ma do like this here. I don't care nothing about all that. I'ma give you the bus from behind.
Hey, you know what, Cali? I don't want no trouble. You got a lawnmower? I got a lawnmower I'll try you with.
Nah, I want the lawnmower, man. I want that truck.
Nah,
I'ma give you the bus from behind. That's what I'm
doing. I gotta find my laptop, man. That's the problem.
Laptop.
I gotta find my. No, I got my programs in it.
Garage door. I don't know nothing about all that. I just want you to come on.
No, I gotta find my stuff, man. I can't be messing around. Because first thing happening, as soon as you whoop me, you going to have me plastered all over the show.
Hey, Rev, I got to do what I got to do, man. I'm trying to go, man. I'm trying to go.
I got a lawnmower that's ready to go now.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you four people
and I just want the bus.
No.
Huh?
No, because the problem is when I spool that thing up, so you ain't understanding me, man. I'm about to come over there and show you what I'm talking about.
Well, okay.
Oh, man. Hold on, man. I got to let these killers I got out right quick. Come on, killer.
Let the killers out, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to go, man. I'm trying to go. Anybody got a street car out there, man, they want some trouble tonight. Hey, I'm going to stipulate you can't have no bigger than a four-cylinder with my four-cylinder. I'm going on economy mode tonight. I'm on economy mode tonight. I'm going to be out of my four-cylinder. I'm busting the four-cylinder.
Tonight special only, huh?
Tonight special.
Mm, mm, that, mm.